Well, we started off with two kashas on the Rambam and Hilchas Avodas Kochavim. Okay, the Rambam is in Perek Gimel Avodas Kochavim, Halach Vav, where he states, Oved Avodas Kochavim Me'ava, which means, is based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Machlekes Abayin Rava, Me'ava Me'ira, so he paskins like Rava. Oved Avodas Kochavim Me'ava, what does that mean? That the had some type of aesthetic appeal to him. Strange kind of a case, but it had an aesthetic appeal to him, and that's why he served him. But not because he really believed in him. Or if he served it, because he was afraid of it, Shema Terielo, that maybe it'll harm him. Kmo Shehim Medamim Ovdeho, Shehim Etivo Meriyo. So the ones that serve these gods, they believe that the god can either do good or bad. So the question immediately arises, I mean, in the Rambam, that that's exactly what he's doing. He's serving this god the same way that they are. As a matter of fact, that's the Ran's kasha. Got the Ran? And the Chiddushei HaRan on Arba Mises Bezdin on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis and Itmo Oveid Avodas Olilim Me'avo Me'ira Bayam Archayev Rava Mapata. So at the end, he has a big piece over there. At the end, towards the end, he brings on the Rambam. Ramzal per gilme hilchas avodas kachovim me'ava gan shechoshak b'tzurizim ne'melachta shoysano b'yoser o she'ovda mi'yirasalo shematarilo k'moshim adamim ovdeho she'imeitivo and meriyo avalo kiblo alov beloha is potter v'holo mechverli v'kivin she'ovetzurizu al she'imeitivo and meriyo afagav lo kiblo alei beloha chayiv misa. Okay. So he holds, so that's basically the question. In other words, if it's me'ava me'ira, supposed God is going to do some harm or good, so that's the real Avodah Zarah. Okay, so that's one question on the Rambam. Another question on the Rambam is the steer between the Rambam Avodah Kachavim and the Rambam in Yisodei HaTorah Perikei. Okay. Because over here he says that Meira is Pater. Meira is Pater. So, because he was Makabala for an Aloha. And what about when somebody forces him to serve Avodah Zarah? So, yeah. B'medvar, so around Perk Hamishi, that a person should be Yavor Val Yehori in Allah Chalav. But Allah Beis, he said, B'medvar, more in Bisham Mitzvah, Schos Nevoris Kacham, the Gilar, Shechaz Naman. Avol Sholosh Averos Eilu, but these three, okay. Let's do that though. Yeah. So he paskins that it's Yehorig Val Yavor. But if you're going to say like the Rambam says over there, that he does it out of the fear of the God, so then that's not really Avodah Zarah because he didn't embrace it. So over here, when somebody forces him, definitely he didn't embrace it. I mean, he's doing it out of the fear of dying. And not even the God, he's afraid of a man. So it's even more removed from Avodah Zarah. So why should he be Chayav Limsa Atzmo? So maybe you'll say that he's Chayav Limsa Atzmo, but it really is Avodah Zarah. So Rabbi Wolf brought a very simple proof that that's not the case. because in halacha dalet, the Rambam says, the Rambam backtracks. He goes over the halacha. So like this, he says, "V'yafo pikein." He says, "V'chomi shenema bo yehard in halacha dalet. V'chomi shenema bo yehard val yavor v'avar v'lo nerag areza machalas Hashem." The Moya Basar me Israel is a chilas Hashem barabim, who beetle mitzvahs ase shei kiddush Hashem vavah mitzvahs los ase shei chil Hashem. The yafal pikein the neishover baonis ain malkin also. They ain sarach lom Hashem and misna so bezna filo horg baonis. So if he violates it, baonis you don't kill him. Shein malkin and misna elu oved b'rtzono. See his lashon. Ubeidim vasra. Shenemar benosei mizar lamolach, and asati ani es panai ba'ishahu. Bnei Hashmu alamdu ahu lo anus v'lo shogig lo muta. Umaim avodas kochav mishichamura menakol hoved asabones ena chayev kares. So he has a kavachoma. Ma avodas kochavim, that's chamura from everything. Hoved asabones ena chayev kares. Ein tzarach lama mises bezin. Kavachoma l'shar mitzvah samuras b'torah. So it's a kavachama to shar mitzvahs. So if you're going to say it's not a avodah zarah, it's just a echi tempted to be mekadesh shem shemayim, so then what's the kavachama from avodah kochavim? The fact that he has a kavachama from avodah kochavim seems to prove that this person was oveid avodah kochavim ba'onis. It was a real ma'aseh avodah kochavim. But the question is, why should it be a real ma'aseh avodah kochavim if he's doing it me'yira? He has a gun pointed to his head, so that's why he's doing it. So that would seem to be a contradiction between Rambam you saw that Parakei and the Rambam in Avodas Kochavim Paragimel Halachavav. Okay, those are the first two questions we raised on the Rambam. Alright. So now we want to take up the Rambam in Avodas Kochavim Paragimel Halachadalad. Machlokas Rambam and Reiter. But before we do, we have to do a little piece of Gemara in Avodas Kochavim. Okay, the Gemara is in Avodas Kochavim Daf Nun Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Avodas Kochavim She'ovdin Asa B'Makel, Shover Makel B'Faneh Achayev. So if you serve this Avodas Kochavim with a stick, so if he breaks the stick in front of it, even though that's not the derech to do it, he's going to be chayev. We need a little background here. Rashi gives the background. Avodas kochavim shovna sabba makel, shemakaskasin lefoneba makel. In other words, the makel is an instrument and a vehicle of avodah. Okay? Makaskasin sabba makel. Now, shovar makel befoneh chayiv, karaminim perigdal misas, tochol avodos shebefnim, sheovad bohen, avodas kochavim, bein daka bekach, bein shein daka bekach, chayiv. Techsiv zaveach lo lohim yochram, bilti lashem levada. Yeah. That's the Gemara before. First Gemara. Yeah. The Gemara is in Hejjin of Samachon Beis. So, Zoveach Lolim Yachron Bilti Lashem Levada. So the Gemara learns out that just like Zoveach was one of the Avodos Pnim, and if you serve any god with the Zavicha, you'll be chayiv. So too, the four other avodos, okay, which are what? Which is rika, zvicha, haktara, and what? Shtachavoya and nisach. Well, nisach is b'chalz rika. Well, what? Yeah. Right. Oh, nisach is one. Okay, right. Okay. So any one of the avodos pnim that a person uses, even if it's on avodah zarah, he's going to be chayev. Okay, he's going to be chayev. Any one of the avodos pnim is going to be chayev. Okay. The chol avodah shebefnim sheavad bohen avodas kochavim bein daka bein shein daka b'kach. So then it's chayev. The chesiv zaveich lo lehim yachram. Elamid v'chazu l'shem osu l'chol avodas kochavim. The davar she'eino kein pnim, and something that doesn't reflect pnim, that's not like pnim, daka baka chayev. So if its derech is to serve it that way, then it's chayev. The nafkulam echayato goyim way less oheim vesachin gamani. So there, you need the derech avodah zarah. You need the derech avodah zarah. Ein daka bakach, but if it's not the derech, then it's potter. The zoo in loha you ovdin osoba makel. And this one, if they wouldn't serve it with a makel, lo machayev b'shavar makel. So then you wouldn't be chayev by shavar makel. Why? The lo shaycha b'fnim. Because it's not shaych b'fnim. It's not shaych b'fnim because shviras makel is not a malachas p'nim, not avodas p'nim. It's not avodas p'nim. So why is shviras makel chayev? V'imoyu ovna sa bezvikas makel. And if they served it by throwing the makel, lo motzi lemeid exorb makel b'fnei potter. So the Gemara says two things. That shavar makel b'fnei is chayev, and zorak makel b'fnei is potter. So Rashi is working out how it's speaking. So he gives you the premise. The premise is that if you have a vote, if you use a avodas p'nim, if you use a avodas p'nim, so then you're going to be chayev. So over here, it's not a avodas p'nim. Because if it's a avodas p'nim, so then certain then it will be chayev automatically. It wouldn't need, the requirement over here is that it's you do a avodah b'makel, and then you'll be, if you do a avodah, if the makel is an instrument of a avodah, vehicle of a avodah, then if you do it al yidei shviras makel, so then you're chayev. If you do it al yidei zrikas makel, you'll be potter. So Rashi explains the backdrop that's responsible for that, those conclusions. What's the backdrop? If it's avodas p'nim, so then you're chayev, because of echlo lem yachram, built to Hashem avado. So shviras makel per se is not avodas p'nim. Okay. Now, if it was a method of serving their gods, so then you couldn't say zrikas makel is potter. You couldn't have a contrast between zrikas makel, who is saying potter, and shviras makel, who is saying chayev. There wouldn't be any contrast. So because since it's the derech to serve it, echayav v'goyim eles aleihem, so then it would be chayev in both cases. So he says, so how do you explain the Gemara? That shviras makel is what? It's chayev. And zrikas makel is what? It's putter. It's not, if we're avodas p'nim, So then there will be chayev, but it's not a avodas p'nim. It's not a avodas p'nim, because shviras makel per se is not a avodas p'nim. So if you're going to say that they served it that way, so then shviras makel will be chayev and zrikas makel will be chayev. So how do you work it out that it's not a avodas p'nim, but shviras makel is chayev and zrikas makel is potter? How do you work that out? So he says you work it out as follows. That the zoo in lo hayu ovdin osava makel lo machayev b'shava makel lo shaych b'fnim. If they didn't serve it with a makel, so then he wouldn't be chayev by shava makel because it's not shaych p'nim. Vim hayu ovdin osava b'zrikas makel lo hamatzi l'meida k'zar makel b'fnei potter. Because then you couldn't say potter because you're speaking in a case where they do those things that you're enunciating. Vim b'shviras makel palchi lo. And if they serve the makel, they serve the god with the shviras makel, pshita the chayev, b'afil lo damilufnim. So you don't have to even tell me that shviras makel is chayev. So what is the case that there's a chiddush that shviras makel is chayev and zrikas makel is potter? Elok gan shoy ovnosa b'kiskus makel. They served it with the kiskus makel. That was, they did something else with it. So the makel became a vehicle of avodah zarah, o binyan acher, or in some other way, hilkach shavar makel b'fanei achayev. So that's why if he breaks the makel, he's chayev af pishen avodas b'kach, even though it's not avodas b'kach. Why? The kivan the dami shvira l'zvicha behema shel pnim, because since the shvira is similar, to the Zichas Pein Michel Pnim, Sheshova Mafrakta, that he breaks the Mafrakis. This is a big question, I mean, because in Shechita you don't break the Mafrakis, you're not supposed to break the Mafrakis. Rashi says in Kufi Gimel and Chulim, if you break the Mafrakis, the Basar, you can't do a Malicha on the Basar. So why does Rashi bring Sheshova Mafrakta? I don't know, it's a big question. But anyways, he says then it's Dome to Shechitas Pnim. Harei Zavach Lefaneh al Dover Sheregilabo. Avol Zorak Potter. Hol Vein Avodas Bekach. Volo Dam Yelavodas Pnim Kenem Farsh Lekamon. Okay? All right. So the understanding is clear that you need an order, what Rashi's saying is that in order for Shviras Markel to become Zvicha, it must be something that's Ovdin Osa. But if it's not Ovdin Osa, and I just see a Markel being Nishbar, I don't see Shechita. But if they do avoda with it, and now they break it, so then it's similar, it's Domal Avodas Panem. But the Dinyan needs a backdrop upon which to set itself up, and that is that it's Dovash Ovnasa. But if you don't have the backdrop, and you just break the Makel, so then it's not going to do anything. It's not going to be similar to Panem, because intrinsically it's not similar to Panem. It's only similar when I put the story together, that the Ovdin Asaba Makel, and now they do the Shvira. So then the Shvira, I align the Shvira with Zvicha. But if I don't have what? If I don't have Ovdin Asaba Makel, I just see Shvira's Makel per se. I never say that's Zvicha. Why is that Zvicha? What kind of it's not in the service of Avodah Zarah. So where's the? It has to be in the service of Avodah Zarah first. Then we could see the Dimyonos. But if it's not in the service of Avodah Zarah, it's not in the Parsha, so then there's no room for Dimyonos. The Dimyonos are accidental features. But you can't have a feature if you don't have a substratum. So if it's something that you serve, so you have the basic foundation of service. Now I could draw an analogy between Shvira and Zvicha. But if it's not in the realm of service, so there's absolutely nothing in common between Shviras Makel and between Zvichas Behema. I don't see, when I see somebody break a stick, I don't see Shvichas Behema. Okay. So that's Rashi. So the Gemara says, Amalei Abayla Rava, so Abaye Est Rava, Maishna Shavar, Tehavalei Kein Zvicha. That why is Shavar Chayev? Because it's like Zvicha. Zarek Nami Havi Lekain Zrika. And Zarek, it's also like Zrika. Amalei, so he answered him, Baina Zrika Mishtaberes Huleka. That you need a Zrika Mishtaberes and it's missing. So, in other words, Zrika has to be, breaks up into components. But a stick is one solid unit, so it doesn't break up, so it's not really considered Zrika. So that's why by Zriki's Pater and by Shvira is Chayev, because Shvira is Kain Zvicha. Okay. Now the Gemara's question. Eisvei Sofa Slotzoa Oshinosach Lo Avichomei Meraglayim Chayev. That if he fed it Soa, the assumption is he threw it. Or he poured a meraglayim ischayev. So the Gemara says bishlam avichomei meraglayim ikas zrika mishtaberes. So there it breaks up into components. So it's like zrika. Elatzoa my zrika mishtaberes ika. So tzoa is one solid piece. So the Gemara says betzoa lacha. It's speaking about tzoa which is loose. So then it's mishtaberes, it'll break up. Okay? All right, that's the Gemara, basically. So Rashi, by Sofas Lotzoa, Rashi says that it's avodasa bakach. It's avodasa bakach. In other words, it's an instrument of avodah, but they don't throw it. So the Avodas Pnim comes in because it's based on the fact that it is in the realm of Avodah. And Naim Adame, the Zrikas Soa to the Zrikas Dam Bifnim. Okay, just like by Shviras Markel. Rashi says, But you see, Rashi has two terms. He has avodas obekach, and take a look at the by shachar lachagov. He says b'chol avodas kochavim shabolam, bein darka bein ein darka bekach. Darka bekach means it's used as a vehicle, as an instrument of avodas zarah. Avodas bekach means it's done in this manner. So Rashi, when Rashi says afilu ein avodas bekach, see Taisa says sochlo mekom kom ha'su regila b'tzarah. That it was an instrument of avoda. Okay? But on Chagav, Rashi argues, Chagav he holds, Shvitas Chagav he differs. So the Gemara says, Lema Kitanoi. Shall we say that Rav Yehuda, this Rav Yehuda's statement, this whole halacha over here, is a Machlokes Tanoim? Why? Because you have Tanoim that says, Yes, Shachalo Chagav, Rav Yehuda Machayev. Let's say, for instance, it wasn't according to Rashi, they didn't even do a Darka Bakach. So it was nothing. Taisus learns differently. Taisus learns it's just like the Mako. Okay, we'll get to that. It's a separate Machlokes. But at any rate, the Gemara wants to say that Rav Yehuda Machayev HaChacham and Potrim. So it's a Machlokes by Shachalo Chagav. So it's definitely not avodas b'kach. So my love, Baal Kamiflegi, shall we not say that this is what they argue in? The marsav amrinikain zvicha, the marsav alom rinikain zvicha, l'kein pnim. That one, the Rabbi Yehuda, that's Machayev, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda in our Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Marav. That what? That it doesn't have to be exactly like the avodas pnim. Doesn't have to be exactly Shechita. So that's why he holds that Chagav is going to be Chayev. Because however you learn, whether you learn like Taisus or whether you learn like Rashi, but he holds it's going to be Doma to Pnim. But it won't be actually Pnim. It'll be Doma to Pnim. And he holds that Doma to Pnim, Kain Pnim, is also Chayev. So that's the, that's Rav Yehuda, Chacham Potrim, because the Chachamim argue and they say, that no, it has to be really Kampen and Mamish. So it will come out that Rav Yehuda Marav's statement is Machlekes, Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. So the Gemara answers, Lo, the Kuli Alma Lo Amrini Kain Zvicha, Ela Kampenim. That everybody disagrees with Rav Yehuda. They all hold that you must have actual Pnim. The Shiny Chagav, and Chagav is different, hold the Tzavara Doma to Tzavar Behema. Because it's Tzavara is Doma to Tzavar Behema. So therefore, it's more like it's Kain Panim. It's Kain Panim. All right, this presents problems, but we'll leave those problems for later. But I just wanted to just go through the basic Gemara. Okay. But at any rate, the Gemara at first sight learned it as a Machlokes. Learned it as a Machlokes. And according to many, that's what the Gemara comes back to. So let's just leave it. At least we took the Machlokes. Okay. Okay, so the Rambam in Perek Gimel and Avodas Kochavim Halacha Dalid has the halacha. Sofas lotzoa oshenisach lovet shomer aglayim is chayev. So he has that case, but he doesn't say like Rashi says that it's avodas bekach. I mean, it's darka bekach. He doesn't say that. According to the Rambam, it's just simply, he just did the Zrika, and the Zrika Soa, and it's immediately Chayev. He doesn't need the prerequisite that it was served through this vehicle of Soa, okay, or Meraglayim. Moreover, the Rambam is strange for another reason. Because the Gemara asks the question that Sofas Latzoa shouldn't be chayev altogether. Why? Because it's not Zrika Mishtaberes. So the Gemara says, but so alacha. When it's loose, then it's Mishtaberes. The Ram doesn't mention a word about the so alacha. He just says Sofas Latzoa, b'chol. Okay. Now, Shochad Lachagav, the Rambam says, let's say he does Shchitas Chagav the same way, it's Potter. So he distinguishes between Chagav, Shvitas Chagav, and between Sofas Latzoa, that by Chagav it's Pata. V'chein im shechet lo behema mechuseres aver is potter. And also, if he shechs a behema that's missing an aver, it's potter. Elohim kein hoisov derech avodas peh. So he equates those two. Shechitas chagov and shechitas behema. Mechuseres aver is potter. So the Ravid asks right away, Ham Avram, ein adas mekabelas kol zeh. V'chi shechitas chagov o shechitas behema mechuseres aver. Bechusa heim mishchitas misfisas tzolo minusach meraglayim. So he says, how could the Rambam distinguish? Because if you're saying you don't need the prerequisite of being an instrument of avodah, but just the mice itself, if it's dumb at the pnim in any way, so then it's chayev. So because it's rika mishtaberes. So then, shechet lo chagav, why is shechet lo chagav potter? That's domer shechita. And if you want to say shechet lo chagav is not domer shechita, what about shechet lo behemah mechuseres aver? That's certainly shechita. So if sofas lo tzoa is going to be chayiv, certainly shechet lo behemah mechuseres aver can't be potter. Okay, the Rambam goes on, avodas kochavim shovno saba makel, that you serve the avodas kochavim with a makel b'faneho, shova makel b'faneho is chayev. So there he learns like Rashi. They need the backdrop, that it's an instrument of avoda. Then if you do shvira, so then it's chayev and aseres. The assumption is because now once you have the backdrop of avoda, so now you can equate the properties. Okay? But zorak makel b'faneho is chayev ein and aseres. Ainan Aseris means it doesn't work for Takrovas. So the question, of course, is why should that be? How do you split it up? How do you split Zorak Makabu for now that the Zvika is Machayev, Yachayev, but it's Ainan Aseris. And the Rambam says, Shein Zvika Samakal, Kain Zvika Saddam. Because the Zvika Samakal is not like Zvika Saddam. Now the Rambam suddenly brings in the Gemara. Sharia Makal Kamo Shehuv Adam Espazar. Okay? So it's not Shvira Mishtaberes. Suddenly the Rambam seems to become aware of the Gemara. They need Shvira, you need Zrika Mishtaberes. So it's a funny thing in the Rambam, though, because it's Zrika Mishtaberes vis-a-vis not Asering. We say there it's not Zrika because the Zrika Samakal is not Doma, the Zrika Saddam. But when it comes to the being Chaya for Maisa Vodazara, there I don't say that. Why not? What's the difference between the two? Okay? So the Rambam is difficult. So what we wanted to say was that the Rambam, when he looked at the sugya, a little bit of conjecture, when the Rambam looked at the sugya, he came up with two problems. Okay? One problem he came up with was, how is it possible, even with the makel being an instrument of worship, an instrument with which one worships. So how could it be that shviras makel is really like zvicha? Doesn't seem to make sense. Because shviras makel and zvicha are two different, totally different types of actions. Okay, that's number one. And two, what's the concept that all the dalar avodos, if you do them for avodah zara, that you're going to be chayev? Those avodos are avodos for the Migdash. So do we regulate avodah zara? We say that these are universal. Most people just understand that they're the universal avodos. But what do you mean the universal? They're avodos for panim, for Migdash. So our avodos in the Migdash qualify the avodah zara as if we're teaching the avodah zara what to use. I mean, what kind of a concept is that? Why should avodah pnim be in fact chayev if you use? Why should a person be chayev if you use avodah pnim? Why should they be fit for avodah zara? Avodah zara should be the pasuk eichayav v'goyim eiles alehem. It should only be the way they serve their gods. They know how to serve their gods better than we do. So what's the concept that avodas pnim is going to be chayev? Avodas pnim is migdash. We don't regulate avodas zara. We don't tell the avodas zara what's avodas zara. It's their practice. That's the avodas zara. Okay? So we said that the Rambam had those two problems when he approached the Sugya. And now, what we did was we diverged a little bit, and we went to the Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim Perek Aleph. Okay? Perek Aleph. Bimei Enosh. Tol Bnei Adam Toras Gadol. So, in the time of Enosh, the people made a very big mistake. The Nivara Atzas Chachmei Oso Ador. And the Eitzah, the Eitzah of the Chacham of that door became foolish. The Enosh Atzma Menatomoya, and Enosh himself was from the ones that made the mistake. The Zuhai Satusam, this was the mistake. Amru, Ho Volim Bara, Kochavim, Elu, the Galgalim, Lahanigas Olam, the Nosnam, the Moram, the Holklam, Kavod, the Haim Shamashim, Hamisham Shim Lafonov, Rianim, the Shabcham, the Forum. The Lachlok Lam Kavod, so they are fit to praise them and to show them homage, pay them homage. V'zeh Ratzon Hakel Baruch Hu, and this itself, this is the very will of God. L'gadel u'lachabed misha gidlo v'chibdo, to praise and to raise and give honor to the ones that he himself honored. K'moshe ha'melech rotzu l'chabed omdun l'fonav. And that itself is the Kavod HaMelech. So they came to the conclusion that the Kavod Shemayim could be expressed through expressing Kavod to the Nevorim, which God Himself expressed Kavod to. Okay. Kivan Shaola Dover Zeh Alibam. Since this, once this idea became settled in their hearts, Eschilu livnos the kochavim echalos lahakru vam karbonos leshabcham ulefarum bidvarim ulishnachvos lemulam to bow down to them kidei lahasig v'tzon abore bidaitam hara. Here the Rambam is a little more severe. Before he calls it a toss, over here he calls it daitam hara. And then he says v'zeho yoikir avodas kochavim, and this was the ikir of avodas kochavim. The kachayu of the omrim of the hayodim mikra, and that's the way the ones that knew the ikar avodas kochavim would explain it. Lo shein omrim shein shom alo eloka, not they would deny God. Ela kochav zeh, except that this kochav is a god. Who sheyum yo omrim milo yirachem elach agam ki lachay yoski v'cholchach megam v'chamachus mein kamocha uva'achas yivaru v'yichsolu musar avolam etzu. Klomar, Hakol Yodim Shata Hulavadecha. Everybody knows that you're the one God. Avolta Usam Uksilusam Shemadam Shesh Zeha Hevel Ritzoncho. Here he calls it Hevel. Okay? Here he calls it Hevel. All right, he has three appellations. Tos, he has Daitam Arah, and then he has Hevel. Okay. Hevel. So the question is, what does it mean when he says v'zeh yo ikar avodas kochavim? Because in Halacha Beis, he goes on to a worse type of avodas kochavim. V'acha she'orko ayomim omdu b'vnei adam nevi'e sheker v'amur she'el tziva v'amur lahem ivdu kochav ploni yokol kochavim v'ikrivu lo v'naschu lo kach v'kach u'banu lo hechol v'osu tzuraso k'dei l'shtachvaz lo kol ha'am ha'noshim ha'ktanim v'sharam ha'aretz Mudilam Tsurasa Shabada Milibo, Roma Zui Tsur Sakofa Ponishi, Hoi Biuhu, Benevuoso, Eschilu Alderach Zo, Lasa, Suras, Bechalos, Fatachas, Elonos, Barashi Armies. He shows you how it devolved into primitive of Arzar. A Miskapsum, Mishtachun Lam, Vahom, Lacho, Aom, Shezua Tsur, Metivo, Meria, Veroi, Lovdo, Yiramimena. The Chohaneim Omrim Lohem Shehabavodazu Tarbu Vesaslichu Vasukach Vakach Valtasukach Vakach Esrilukos Macherim Lama Vilomar Shakocha Vasmo Agagul Amalach Diber Mohem Vamalam Evduni Bekach Vakach Vodilam Derech Avodoso Vasukach Vasukach Valtasukach Uposha Dover Ze Bechol Olam Lavodas Atsuros Bavodos Meshuno Zumizu Ulahakriv Lohem Ulishnachos. The Chivan Sha'arku Hayomim, Nishnakach Hashem Anirbod. Nishnakach Hashem Anirbod. V'hanora mipikol hayakum umidaitam v'lo hikiru. So they simply forgot about God. And then tzakol am ha'aretz anoshim aktanim einam yodim ela atzura shel eitz v'shel eitz v'kiyotze behen umidamin. I'm sorry. Shel eitz v'shel evan. V'ahechel shel avonim sh'nishanchu mikatnusam v'shtachvas olo l'ovdo li'sheva b'shmo. V'chachomim sh'hoyu behem k'yon kohaneim the coyotes man the damn change from eloka elohako chavma gagom shnasot zur gagom mos na sura lomen lo yeshum odom shoyem akiro velo yodo el yachidim ba'olam kigan chanoch umusishelach noach shein veira bal derech ze hoy olam holach umusgagol achin olar amuri shol olam tulavram vino tulavram vino. So he gives the whole history, lengthy history. And the last moment, halacha beis is the real primitive of Avodah Zarah, where God is completely eclipsed and gone, non-existent. Okay, so one would think that that's Iker Avodah Zarah. But the Rambam says, Zeh Iker Avodah Zarah was the first toss, which didn't seem to be such a horrible toss. At least it doesn't seem so. So the Rambam says that that's the Iker Avodah Zarah. What does he mean by that's the Iker? And in Perek Beis, he also says, "Iker atzivui b'avodas kochavim shelo lacho lavod echad mikol aburim, lo malach v'lo gago v'lo kochav, v'lo echad me'aboy yisodos v'lo echad mikol aburim." V'afal pisha oved yedei Hashem hu olakim, hu oved anivrazel derech shavad enosh, v'anshe derech atchila reza oved kochavim. So he says again. He says, "Iker atzivui." What do you mean, the Iker atzivui? What does it mean, the Iker atzivui? Is an ikar, is enough just to keep the ikar at tzivui. Tzivui, avodas kochavim, is kach v'kach. That's the way he should express himself. You don't say avodas kochavim. The main thing is this. Okay. So what we wanted to say is as follows. That ikar over here doesn't mean the main thing. Ikar over here means principle. Okay. Just like the Rambam in the beginning of Yesod HaTorah, when he expresses the idea of God's oneness, he says, "V'yidias davar zeh mitzvah seshinam aranoch Hashem lekecha," knowing the of God's existence. V'chol amayl al daita sheyesham aloha achar chutz mizeh over belosase. The kofer be'ikr, shezehu ikr hagadol shakol tolibo. He means the principle. He denies the principle. Denies the principle. It's not kofer be'ikr. Ikr doesn't mean Hashem. Kofer be'ikr means he denies this principle of God. So ikr over here in the Rambam doesn't mean the main thing. It means the principle. So if that's the case, so then there's a principle that's being unraveled in this halacha. It's being unraveled, the principle. What is the principle? What is the principle? The principle is that to give kavod to any nivra, to give kavod to any nivra is already on the road of Avodah Zarah. And it's away from Kvod Shemayim. It's just the opposite of what they thought. See, they thought, that's why that was their toss. Their toss was that they thought that this is Kvod Shemayim. But the truth is, and you see the Rambam says in Perek Beis, where he discusses the mitzvah, says, "U'b'inyin azet tziva v'amar yishomu lachem pen yifta levavchem, v'amar shlo titu v'hiru ha'lev lavod elu liyo sirsur b'neichem v'ein abori, pen yifta levavchem." So it means that the emotions draw a person towards that conclusion. So that was their mistake. The mistake was in the ikar. What was the ikar? The ikar was that they could give kavod, some type of kavod, to a kavod nivra, to something that was a created physical object. That was the mistake. That's incorrect. Because the moment the person's emotions go to the nivra, to the physical, he is immediately going away from God. The only way he can go to God is through knowledge, through ideas. But if he expresses himself in a way that he gives kavod to a physical object, he's immediately deviating and driving energy into a primitive source. You see, that's the ikar. Yes. But we say Hashemayim Misapim Kvod Gael. We say that these objects that God created are objects of great wonder and great chachma. But to worship them, to give them kavod, that is primitive. Once the kavod adam is directed towards them, so it's ipso facto directed away from Kvod Shemayim. It's not Kvod Shemayim. Kvod Shemayim is knowledge and chachma, and this is primitive. So that's why the Rambam has three, he unravels it. First he calls it a toas, because he only mentions cholak lam kavod. The nasan aron cholak lam kavod. He says heim lefisha ruinin l'shabcham l'forum b'lachlok lam kavod. That's the first stage. But the second stage is kivin shola dasa alibam eschil livnos lavaris lavar l'kochavim lavaris l'kochavim hechalos l'akrav lam karbonos l'shabcham l'forum b'dvarim l'shtachlos l'mulam. So then they built hechalos, el makrav kabanos. The emotions are getting drawn in more towards the physical.
Is kavod any type of recognition?
One second. B'daitam hara. K'day la'asik ratzon abar b'daitam. Then he says it's daitam hara. Because now the physical is really getting involved. And then he quotes Yirmiyo. He says, Musar havolem eitzu. Kloma ha'kol yadam sh'atu l'vadecha. Aval t'usam usulim sh'amadam sh'zeha hevel ratzon cho. This is hevel. Why is it hevel? Because it caters completely to the primitive and takes man away from the real idea of God. From the idea of the real God. The real idea of God. So that's the Rambam. That's why the Rambam says that's the ikar of Avodas Kochavim. The ikar means the principle. The principle was that he could be cholei kavod to a nivra, to a physical existence. And that was that idea, that principle, It was the toas, and it was an evil principle. In the whole Kel Adam, it's always a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even though you say Malayim Zivim Afikim Noga, that is true that they contain an inner core, but you say Osam Emer Etzon Konam. It means it always reflects the God's will. It always reflects God's will. But never do you give praise to the thing itself, to the never itself. You can praise the construction of it, but always goes. You're always with going back to God. That was the mistake of the Dharanosh. You can actually make a nivra a recipient of praise, and that's gonna fulfill God's will. That was the mistake. That was the ikar. That was the mistake. Okay. Yeah.
In the second paragraph?
Right. You're glad you reminded me of that. In the second paragraph, where it says, Iker Hatzivu Bevoris Kochavim Shlolach Lavo Recha Mikola Bruin, he says, Vafi Sheovid Yodea Shashem Hu Alakim, Vovid Anivrazel Derech Sheovad Enosh. He says, the Iker. In other words, the Iker of the Tzivu Bevoris Kochavim is to uproot that idea. To uproot that idea. And then he develops it further over here, because he says eventually what the person wants is a seersor. He wants a physical intermediary between him and God. And that's further into primitivism, you see. And he says the lave wants that. So that's what they didn't understand. That they didn't understand that in serving God it's very tricky, because there's a part of man that's primitive, and if that's satisfied, it takes them away from God. So therefore, the ikar of the Ovdei Kochavim, the original Ovdei Kochavim, was a very bad ikar, very, very bad principle, because it leads man away from God and into Avodah Zarah. It starts off as a, sounds like a harmless thought, but it's not harmless. It's not harmless. It has serious repercussions, and eventually it devolves into the most primitive form of Avodah Zarah. Okay? Okay. In other words, when the Rambam says principle, that's the underlying principle. So the Rambam shows you where it starts, where it begins, where that principle begins. It's, it first manifests itself not in denial of God, but in recognizing God, but in directing your honor to God's creation, to the creation. Creation. That's what Avodah Zarah is. When a person worships a tree in Central Park, I mean, he's not worshiping the tree. He's worshiping. He thinks he's worshiping God through the force of that's being of nature that's expressed in the tree. But it's the tree. He's tied to the tree. So he's tied to the physical, and that takes him completely away from God. Because then he's perceiving. He's trying to perceive God through an emotional experience. And you can only perceive him through an intellectual experience. But in the second, in Halacha Beis, where he shows you the real primitive of Avodah Zarah, and that the idea of God was lost, he doesn't seem to say, he seems to say that what is the evil there? The evil is not so much that the person is involved in the primitive. That he says later. He says that later in Perek Yud Aleph, where he says that the Avodah Zarah caused people to lose all the whole Derech of Chachma. Says in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tesayin, Dvarim Elu Kulam Divrei Sheker B'Chos Avein Vehem Shehitu Ben Avodas Kochav Makadmonim Hakadmonim L'Goyi Aratzos Kedei Sheinugu Achrayim Vein Roel Sol Shehem V'Chom V'Chokamim L'Himashech V'Avodim Elu. And then he says, "Avo bale chachma tmi medas yedu b'rayis brurus shekol leilat varm shasatara enim divrei chachma l'tov v'evel shenimshu chu b'han chesrei adas v'notshu kol darkei ames b'glola v'notshu kol darkei ames b'glola." So there he talks about the fact that it's pure primitivism. But over here, he's talking about the harm that's done. And the harm that's done, he doesn't say so much that they're involved in the primitive. What he says is that the name of God, the idea of God, was lost. The kivan she'arku ha'yamim neshtakach ha'shem ha'nechbad v'anara. Mipi kol ha'yikom. That was the horrible thing that happened. That was the terrible thing that happened. It was shikach ha'shem ha'shem. Not the involvement is bad, but he's not. That's not the main problem. The main problem is Shikchas Hashem. And then he goes on, describing Avraham Avinu, and is thinking about the proofs of God. We mentioned that somebody asked me, how does Ram know that Avraham Avinu actually served idols, served gods? I said, really, it's a pasuk in Yeshua that we say in the Agada. Be'evanor Yeshua secha me'olam terach avi Avraham Avinu achor v'yavdu l'macharam. It's going on over. So. But if you take a look carefully again, he says, "Elamushka burkastem, yeah, achister and veven a kavatzedek, v'yada shasheisham aloka echod vu amanig agilgal vu barakol v'ein b'cholanim tzaloka chus menu v'yada shakolam tom v'dover shagam lam l'tozeshel v'mizkachov nesuris achya ovar o emes midaitam." Kivan shikir v'yadu v'yada hitzchil l'hashiv shuvah sobanei ukas n'larach d'nimam v'loma she'ein zu l'derech hamashat ma'chum v'shibra tzlomim v'hitzchil l'odiyah l'om she'ein roi l'avod elo l'aloka olam v'lo roi l'shtachvos l'hakri v'lo nasrich k'dei shi'akiruhu kol abrum aboim v'roi l'abed l'shaber kol atzuros k'dei shi'lo yitu ben kolom k'mo elu she'ein medam she'ein shom aloka elo elu. So he enunciates again that the purpose of Avraham Avinu was that there shouldn't be Shikchas Hashem. And that is the important thing. Shikchas Hashem was the tragedy. Okay. All right. So what we wanted to say was that Avodah Zarah really is a negative. It's a negative. It's not a positive. It's a negative. It's Shikchas HaKel. It's a negative. So there's only one real Avodah. That's Avodah HaKel. And that's Avodah B'Mikdash. And everything else is just the absence, the Chil Avodah HaKel. So we wanted to say that the Rambam's emphasis on Shikchas Hashem throws Avodah Zarah into a different perspective. That it's not Avodah Zarah per se, it's not a positive thing, it's just the absence of the true idea, Shikchas Hashem. That's really what's wrong. It's not a positive evil. It's an evil because it's a negative. It negates the truth of the existence of God. Okay? So therefore, we wanted to establish that according to the Rambam, there really is no positive concept of Avodas Kochavim. There is only Chilul Avodas HaKel. Chilul Avodas HaKel. Okay? And that's why the Rambam, that's the way the Rambam interprets the Sugya. To answer that question of how could the Avodas Pnim have any Shechas to Avodas Zarah? Because Avodas Pnim can't have any Shechas to Avodas Zarah, because, like I said, we have no business telling Avodas Zarah what to do. But it does have a Shechas to Avodas Zarah, because it's the only real Avodah. And it's the Chilul of that Avodah that is really the evil of Avodah Zarah, the Chilul Avodah HaKel. Okay? Now, Chilul Avodah HaKel, according to, so you'll ask me, what about Eicha Yavdo Agoyim Ha'ilu Asolayim? Right? So what I want to say is like this. Chilul Avodah HaKel takes place in two ways. One way is through taking Avodah's Pnim and using it for Avodah Zarah. That's primary Chilul Avodas HaKel. Okay? You're taking the Avodas Pnim, which is Avodas Hashem, and you're being mechallel it for Avodah Zarah. That Chilul is really the highest form of Avodah Zarah, because you're being mechallel Avodas HaKel. Okay? Now, there's a second type of Chilul Avodas HaKel is where the person replaces God in the second halacha beis, where it devolves into total primitivism. So then what happens is, it's the Chilul Avodas HaKel because he's replacing God with a completely different entity, with Avodah Zarah. That's the biggest, that's a wholesale Chilul Avodas HaKel. Okay? All right, but even if the person would believe in God, and he would serve with one of the four avodos, that would still be Chilul Avodas HaKel. Okay, so there's two Chilul Avodas HaKel. One way is in the specific expression towards the avodos pnim, the avodos in the mikdash, to use them for avodah zarah. That's Chilul. And then there's the person that's so far gone, he doesn't recognize God anymore. He just substitutes his own systems and his own Avodah Zarah. That's definitely Chilul Avodah HaKel, because it's a wholesale Chilul Avodah HaKel. He replaced God with something else. But it also comes under the heading of Chilul Avodah HaKel, because there is no real recognition, we want to say according to the Rambam in Halacha, of Avodah Zarah. It's just the absence. Okay? All right, now,
his intention is always to Hashem.
Now, when he's worshiping with one of the four, his intention is for the Avodah Zarah. But he's utilizing an Avodah, which is relegated to Avodah HaKel, you understand, and he's utilizing it for this Avodah Zarah. So that's a Chilul Avodah HaKel. And that's really why it's Avodah Zarah. Because Avodah Zarah is not a positive phenomenon. It's the absence of is the absence of a positive. So if he takes the Avodas Hashem and he utilizes it for Avodah Zarah, that is the sin of Avodah Zarah, even though it has no application. But he's being machal the Avodas Hakel, and that's and that is the Avodah Zarah. You got to get it. No, not necessarily. He doesn't have to.
Well, if his intention is to direct it to that being, to deny God and accept that being as
his God. He doesn't have to deny God. He doesn't have to deny God. In other words, what I'm saying is, this is the point. The point is that the question was, how could Avodas Hakel have a place in Avodah Zarah? Right. Now, the answer is, if there was a system of Avodah Zarah, you'd be right. But there is none. The only the real Isra Avodah Zarah is the denial of the truth. Okay? So it's the negative. So if you take Avodas Pnim, which is Avodas Akel, and you use it with the intent to serve this God, what you're doing is you're being mechalal the Avodas Akel. That is the Avodah Zarah. It's Avodah Zarah is indirect. So that explains why Avodas Pnim is considered Avodah Zarah. Not because if you actually needed the positive concept of serving a God, it wouldn't do. Because this is serving our God. What does it got to do with their God? But if the whole concept of Avodah Zarah is a negative, so now you're taking Avodas Pnim, Avodas Hakel, and you're being mechalal. So that is the evil of Avodah Zarah. It's the absence. It's a different concept. It's a totally different concept. You've got to think into this point, because it's a different concept. And this is the main point of the share. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, let's just keep it to, to tight. Okay? So, the Avodas Pnim, the question was, how could Avodas Pnim be Avodah Zarah? It's Avodas Pnim. We don't regulate Avodah Zarah. But the answer is that it's not Avodah Zarah. If Avodah Zarah was a positive system, then ain't a chanami. You'd be right. Avodas Pnim would have no business there. Because we'll get it Pnim. But since Avodah Zarah is Chil Avodas Hakel, so if you take an Avodah that's Zavech Olim Yochram Bilti Lashem Levado, so it's Bilti Lashem Levado is really the Avodah Zarah. The fact that you're being machalal this Maisa, which belongs to God, and you're using it for Avodah Zarah. So that's why that is the Isra Avodah Zarah. That is the very Isra Avodah Zarah, Chil Avodas Hashem. That's the concept of the Isra. Okay? All right? Now you got to get that point. Okay. Yes. So, right. Okay, so now, with that understanding, let's try to tackle the Rama. Okay? Sofas Latsoa. Oshenisach La'ovet Shomer Aglayim Schayev. So the Ravitz question, so the question that presents itself is, the Ram doesn't say over here that he was over it with Torah. So why is it that it's Avodah Zarah? Because one of the Dalar Avodos. And if you're going to say that that's one of the Dalar Avodos without any help, without being an instrument of Avodah, So then why, what do you do with Shechad L'Bema M'chaser HaSever or Shechad L'Chagot? Why don't I say the same thing? Okay? But the answer is like this. The answer is, it's not that in Sofas Lotso or Nisach L'Avet Shomer Aglayim that is Zrika, really. Zrika's Pnim. That's Zrika's Pnim. It's not really Zrika's Pnim. But it means that in Chil Avodas Hashem, it's not just the Chilul itself of the Avodah, but even a, like one of Hashem used the term Dugma, even a Dugma of Chilul Hashem, Chil Avodas Hashem, is also a violation. That was Rav Yudah Merav's halacha. Rav Yudah Merav's halacha was that the violation of Chil Avodas Hashem is extended, and even if in a remote way, you violate the Chil Avodah by inference or by similarity, then that's also Asa, because Avodah Sakel must be protected. And you can't have it exposed to chilul, even if it's only by way of similarity. Okay? So, sofas lotzoo shenisach lo'ovet shomei raglayim is chayev. Why? Because it has a shem zrika. It has a shem zrika. And the Rambam goes so far as to say that it doesn't have to be tzoo alacha. Why not? Because as long as the shem zrika is b'mina, that is enough. If the shame, if the thing is an object, which sometimes it's zrika mishtaberes, sometimes it's not, but the zrika mishtaberes is yesh b'mina zrika mishtaberes, so then that is enough for chilul. Chilul can't tolerate that. Can't tolerate chilul avodas Hashem, even if it's removed and it's only in shame alone. Okay? If it's only in shame alone. Okay. So now you'll ask me a question. So what about Shechita? So what about Shechita's Behema Mechasera Seva? Well, Shechita's Chagav, you could say, it doesn't have a Shem Shechita. But Shechita's Behema Mechasera Seva, that's going to be a little more difficult because it does have a Shem Shechita. Okay? So there we wanted to answer like this, that in Shechita, Shechita is an institution. Shechita is an institution which creates a chalos. It's not just a maisa, Shechita. See, zrika is just a maisa. So in zrika, there's a shame zrika. So the shame, the chilul, avoda, yidei shame, would transpire, and that would be a violation. But in the case of behema mechaseres eiver, the behema is not omid l'avoda. So the Shechita as an institution can't really do anything, can't really accomplish anything. So that's why, according to the Rambam, Shechita is different. And the same thing's true with Shechita Schagav, because Shechita is not simply a shame, Shechita is an institution. And if it's not something that is involved in if the worship of the object is not worshipped, so then the Shechita can't be a chalos in the behema. You follow? There's no shame Shechita. Shechita has to create a chalos in the thing. So if it's a davar hanevad, davar she'ovdin bo, so then you could speak about a chalos Shechita in preparing the object, rendering the object in a certain state, a certain prepared state. But if it's not an object of worship, there's no Shechita, because there's no rendering the object in any type of prepared state, because there's nothing will be chal on it. So that's why Shechita Schagav, Achein Shechita Behema Mechusera Seva, since they don't worship, they don't use that to worship with, so therefore there is no concept of Shechita, because Shechita means to prepare the thing. But if the thing is never used, so then there's no preparation, no chalos preparation. Masha'ena kein zrika, zrika is merely a shem. So the zrika, the shem zrika, is it simply a maisa. So the shem zrika is really there anyways, and that's why it will be chil avodas pnim. Not primarily, but secondarily. And that's the machlokes tanoim, where the Gemara has. Rav Yehuda maintains chayiv, we paskin like Rav Yehuda Marav, that chil avodas pnim is not only through the primary avoda itself, but it's through the secondary method as well. Okay, let's finish off the rounds. Yes.
What if in there, in the Shechinah's Chagav?
Well, and they do worship the Chagav.
Yes.
That's a Ram passing. I voted Kovin Shovin Yosov and Makel, Shovar Makel Befanel Chayev and Aseris. Okay? Because the Shvira accomplishes something, because it's something that they're Ovdim Ba. If they do Avoda with it, and therefore the Shechita accomplishes something, and it creates Takrovas even. It's Naseris, it even creates Takrovas. Okay?
What do you mean accomplishing it?
In other words, if it's an object then if it's, in other words, if it's doma to shchitas pnim, so then it's chil. That's Rav Yudon Rav Zalach. It doesn't have to be exactly shchitas pnim. Okay, that's the chacham. So therefore, if you do avoda with this thing, and now you do something which is similar to shchita, just like shchita renders the object ready for mizbeach, this is similar in readying the object for something. So it's a chalos in the thing. So that's why it'll create takrovis, because it follows the principles of pnim. Okay, all right.
Are you saying that
the chiyah first? By zrika, the chil is through the shame, but by shchita, you can't have a shame shchita, because the shame shchita is an institution, so it must replicate what shchita really is.
Right, so my question is by shame and the mice.
That's right. He's doing something to the makel. He's preparing the makel for the avodah zarah.
Whereas by zrika, it's a real shame zrika in the actual
mice. That's right. Zrika is just a shame. It's the shame in the mice.
He's saying that
the shchita is not an avodah
killing.
That's right. Puts
it into a proper state
to be bifnei the in terms of the avodah. Right. That's right. Puts it in a state before the God. So the shviras makel is, we look at it like shchita, just like shchita and migdash. L'avdol, I mean, it readies the behema for zrikin, for avodah sakel. So over there too, He's readying the makel. He's preparing it, putting it in a proper state for the God. Okay. Yes. Yeah, even if it's not tzolacha, as long as it reflects yesh b'mina tzolacha, so it reflects the shem zrika. If it reflects the shem zrika, you can't do it. It's asa. It's chil avodas pnim. Okay. Then you have one more case. Zorak makel b'fonei achayev. So... So, shavar makel b'fonei... It's ovdun asav b'makel. So, shavar makel b'fonei achayev and eseres. But zorak makel b'fonei achayev ain't an eseres. She'ain zrikas ha-makel ke'ain zrikas adam. She'ain makel k'moshu v'adam espazer. So what does the Rambam, how does the Rambam differentiate? He differentiates as follows, that there's Zrika, in Zrika, there's Takrovis of Odazara, there's Takrovis, it creates Takrovis, okay? And in Zrika, there's the Shame Mice Zrika. So the Rambam says like this, that just like by Shchita, in order to be over, it has to be a Shchita that readies the behemoth for something. And so if you don't serve the behemoth that's mechusar aver, it doesn't ready the behemoth for anything. Okay? Over here, too, by zrikas makel, there is in zrikas makel a readying for takrovas. But there also is in zrikas makel a shame zrika. A shame zrika. Even though it's not mishtaberes. And even the shame, and you see, even by tzoa, he holds, even just as yesh b'mina, it has a shame zrika. Okay? So the Rambam maintains that over here, the zrikas makel has a shame zrika. Because it's ovdun asabakach. By sefes latzoa, even if it's not ovdun asabakach, it still has a shame zrika because it's zrika mishtaberes. That's the difference. In sefes latzoa, it's ain ovdun asabakach. And it's still, and in order to have the shame zrika, it has to be zrika mishtaberes. But over here, if it's ovdun asabakach, as long as it has a shame zrika, then it's a vine, then you'll be machal avodas akel. But it won't create takrovis because it's not a qualified zrika. It's not a qualified zrika mishtaberes which creates takrovis. Okay? But if it's shava makal b'fonela, then it's a qualified shvira, which readies the stick, and which will create takrovis. Okay.
So
that'd be neseres without being of nesa, because of the chalai shame. Oh, I'm sorry. You asked me a question.
I was just wondering.
No, I would say no. I would say. Ram doesn't really give an opinion on it, but I would, my guess would be no. Just chayav. Because it's just a shame. It's just a shame. It's not qualified. You mean it's qualified because it has, but yeah, but it's just a shame. It's just a shame. Let's let it go. It's just a shame. We spoke about that on the Yantif. That you see, the shame of a thing emerges if the thing has significance. If you just throw a stick and it's not old than a sobekach, there's no significance to that action. It has no significance. But if it's rika mishtaberes, so the characteristics give it significance and raise it to the level of pnim. But if you just throw a stick, that's not mishtaberes. Doesn't have the characteristics. So then it doesn't register as anything. But if it's something that it's ovdenosa, so then because it's ovdenosa b'makel, now it comes under a different framework, the framework of actions of serving a god. So that's why the shame zrika emerges. That's why the shame zrika emerges. That's an important question. I'm glad you asked it. Yeah. Okay. Now let's try to tackle the first two kashas we asked on the Rama. All right, so the first question we asked was, Shavdam Yerasal Hashem Atarila, Kmo Shem Adamin of Dash, Yimei Tiva Maria. See, the Rambam is very cautious over here, because he doesn't say Oved Me'avo. He could have said Oved Me'avo means that it's Me'tiva Lo. And Me'ira is, on the contrary, it's Me'ria, it's Me'ria Lo. But he doesn't. When it came to Avo, he threw it into a totally different realm, where he does it because for aesthetic reasons, not because of Kabbalah Salahus. But when he comes to Avoda Meira, he says he has a fear, Shema Tarilo, Kemosha Hein Medamim Ovdeha. But there he says, Shehi Meitiva Omeria. So he said the Rambam was very precise in his psychology of Avoda Zara. That he says that's why it says in kibol of Beloha Chayer Skiva. Okay? Because the Rambam was very precise in his psychological formulation, like we saw before. So what the Rambam maintains is like this, that if a person has a fear of something, that's not psychologically Kabbalah Salahus. It's just a primitive fear. You see. He's afraid of the stars. He's afraid a certain star is going to harm him. He reads the horoscope. That's not really that's Oved Meira. That's not really considered avoda. Avoda means you must recognize in your mind a supposed being that can do good or bad. A being with which is a prime mover, which is a prime mover, and has the power of doing good and evil. But if you're just afraid of it because it might hurt you, that's not a thought out avodah zarah. It lacks in the level of thinking, and the intellectual lacks, and it's not on the level of avodah zarah. Avodah zarah demands requires a certain level of thought. Because if the thought isn't there, there's nothing for the emotion to attach itself to. So it's just a superstition, so it's not a Vodazar. That's what the Rambam says. That's the Rambam's position. So that's why he's very careful in his language. Oshavdo me yirasa lo shema tarilok, moshe imadama of da, shehi me tiva o me rio. But he only took one half of it. And one half is a big difference. And the kasha they asked from Shadim, because Shadim is really that's exactly what Shadim are. I don't know what the Ram does with that question. But Shadim is you're afraid of the shade. You don't it's not a god, you're just afraid of the shade. So I don't know how the Ram learns the sugi over there. But Chazal call it a Vodazar. But I mean that's a separate thing. That's really shchut echutz. It's a different sugya. I don't know. I can't guess at Ramlat. But this is clearly what he says over here. That's why he says, "In kibla lov b'aloa chayev." But this is not an aloa. It's just a fear. Okay. Yes. The difference is he has to set up in his mind a being. It has to comply with a certain being that has certain powers. If it's just a thing that might hurt him, it's not. He didn't complete the idea of a being that of worship. It's not a being. He didn't really complete the idea of a being. He just has a fear that this is going
to
harm him.
Oh, he's not getting the benefit of something to worship.
Right. It's not an object. It's not a being that's rounded out. He didn't round out.
He's just afraid of something, but he's not getting to be like proactive about worshiping or something.
He didn't establish in his mind what exactly he believes about the thing. There's no right. It's a half-baked avodah zarah. It's not right. That's right. It's not even a mistake. It's right. It's too weak to be a avodah zarah.
You mean like a guy believes in a rabbit's foot? That would be the case.
Because it sounds like it's just, you can't
possibly
set the rabbit's foot as a god, because
you can only be a superstitious. Well, what he means is, in Avodah Zarah, it's very psychological. It means if he actually enunciated and formulated as a god, then that's already reached, then it reached a level. Then it's a shita, you see. But if he doesn't do that, and he just is reacting to a fear, that's not developed enough. He has to develop. But he doesn't have to, whatever he says, he doesn't have, we don't give him any requirements for the prescription, but if he says, he raises the level of aloha, then that's already, he has something in his mind that is capable of being viewed as something that he's attracted to, not just avoidance of a fear. And now there's one more question. The question is, by Ma'anes, why do we say by Ma'anes that he served Avodah Zarah if he only did it out of fear? And if the fear of the God, fear of the Kochav, the fear of a Kochav is exempt from Avodah Zarah because he has an ulterior motive, which is not really on the level of Avodah Zarah. Certainly, if somebody threatens him with his life, that it certainly is Avodah Zarah. It's exempt from Avodah Zarah, right? So why is that called Avodah Zarah? Okay. The answer we gave is like this, that by Ma'anes, it's different. That if a person on his own serves a god, and he's just frightened, and he doesn't have any complete thoughts, so then it's not a vote. It doesn't qualify for a Avodah Zarah. But the Ma'anes is telling him to be Mechalel the Avodah Sokeo, and to do an action which signifies that he embraces Avodah Zarah. So it's really the das of the Ma'anes which is really renders it Avodah Zarah. You see? Because that's what he's doing. He's forcing him to demonstrate that he accepts a strange god. So that's what he's saying. He's saying, prove to me that you accept this god. So since it's the das of the ma'anes sets the stage, so then he renders it an ma'aseh avodah zarah. It's his das that's koveya the action. And that's why it's real avodah zarah if he conforms. It's real avodah zarah. Okay? Ramshit is that there's no real Avodah Zarah. There's just Chil Avodah Sakel. Okay? But the Ravid has a different Shita. Let's have somebody read the Ravid. Ravid is on Gimel Halacha Dalet. Right? You haven't got it?
Yeah. He does Kaga, which he does Behemoth, who serves Avar,
Okay, so what does the Ravid introduce? The Ravid introduces the concept of Toledos. Now, Toledos is an Issa Chefza. In other words, according to the Rambam, there's no Issa Chefza in the Chilul Avodas Hashem. There's only Avodas Hashem. And then there's Chilul. But according to the Ravid, there's a concept of Chilul through Avodas Panim. And then there's Toledos as well. Okay. So, what? Yeah, okay. There's Toledos as well. So how do you interpret Toledos? An Issa Chefz of Toledos. So the Issa is like Rashi says in Sanhedrin. Samachamavez. Okay, the Gemara says, the Gemara is like this. Bezveach avodas kachov makos medaber. Ein li elo bezveach mekater menasech minayin. Talmud lomar bilti l'ashem levado. Rekein ha'avodos kulon l'shem ha'miuchot. So read Rashi on that. What does Rashi say, rekein? I don't have it. Yeah, rekein v'notel kol ha'avodos milo avda bahen v'nosnon l'shem ha'myuchad. So it means it restricted these avodos for the shem ha'myuchad. So what is the Yisr? So the Yisr is to incorporate the avodos Hashem in the avodos Zohar. So you see it's a different concept that the halacha recognizes avodos Zohar, the institution of avodos Zohar. But the Isser is to incorporate Avodas Hashem into Avodas Zara. And that's the opposite of the Rambam. That's the main difference. According to Rashi, and according to the Ravid, the Isser is to take Avodas Hashem, which is relegated and restricted to Avodas Hashem, and to incorporate it into Avodas Zara. That's the concept. Okay? Now, there's three pshatim on this. There's the Ravid, there's Tosfos, and there's Rashi. Okay? All right. So what does the Ravid say? Continue with the Ravid. Okay, so according to the Ravid, and I checked out the Ravid and the other Rishonim, the way you fellows had it was right. That according to the Ravid, it comes out like this. That by, let's say, Makel, Ovnos Abba Makel. So you don't need Ovnos Abba Makel. But Shviras Makel per se is considered a Toledo. Okay? On the surface, it sounds very difficult. And the Ritvar rejects it. Because if it's not Ovdinus of Makel, where does Shviras Makel come to be Shchita? I mean, you don't see Shchita when you see Shviras Makel. So that's why Rashi and Tosfos learn, well, Tosfos especially, we'll get to Rashi learns a little bit differently, but Tosfos learns that the Toledos are because they're Doma to Avodas Pnim. In other words, but in order to be Doma to Avodas Pnim, you have to translate it in their terms. It must be Dovar She'ovdin Osoba, and then if it's Ovdin Osoba, so then the Shvira, I can equate the Shvira to Zvicha. Okay, which makes a lot of sense, because if you just see Shviras Makel, I mean, where do you see Shchita? Okay? So the Ravid really is very difficult, because the Ravid maintains that just Shviras Makel itself is considered Zvicha, which at first sight is very difficult to comprehend, because in Shviras Makel, no one's going to say he sees Zvicha. But one thing, let's go back to the Ravid a little bit. I was only working on the Ravid. The Ravid maintains that there are toledos. What's the difference between the toledos of the Ravid and the toledos of Tosfos and Rashi? The difference is like this, that according to Rashi and Tosfos, it has to be dugma, domali pnim. So if it's not ovdan asa, so where do you see the zvicha? So you need ovdan asa first, and then the shvira you can equate with the property of zvicha. So it must appear like zvicha. According to the Ravid, the toledos are intrinsic, just like by Shabbos. You have a toledos malacha. So the toledos are intrinsic. So they're intrinsic chafzos shel maisa iser. Okay? Intrinsic. It means the toledos noveya directly from the av. The av is shchita, the toledos is shvira. Okay? So that's the way the Ravid learns. The Ravid learns toledos means intrinsic toledos, just like by Melachas Shabbos. Okay? So therefore, it's the toledos noveya from the of itself directly. Now the question is, however, the question we raised before, that how is it possible to say when I see Shviras Makel that I see Zvicha? Yeah. I think the Ravid is different, because the Ravid maintains that from the fact that you need toledos, that itself, the fact that you need toledos, that itself puts you in a certain halachic framework. And therefore, when you see shvira, you see zvicha, because you're looking for toledos. Do you know what I mean? In other words, we have an av, and we know there is a toledo. So since we know there is a toledo, so therefore when I see Shviras Makel, I see a toledo. Do you follow? In other words, it's the nature of the Avin toledo which gives the Shviras Makel the property of Zvicha. Do you follow? In other words, according to the Ravid, the toledos are intrinsic. They're intrinsic, they have to be intrinsic. So the system is, the Torah says there are avos, and then there are toledos. So since the Torah sets up an institution of toledos, so I must look for the toledos in the cases. So the mere fact that the Torah sets up an institution of intrinsic toledos allows me to see the Shviras Makel Zvicha.
How do you find
it? What?
How do you find
it? That's a good question. If it takes off the kasha on the Ravid, because the Ravid maintains that toledo must be intrinsic. Once it must be intrinsic, so that means I have to look at every avodah and search for a toledo. So just like by Shchitas Behemos, the destruction of the Behemah, so in Shviras Makel, it's the destruction of the Makel. So that's the toledo. So according to the Ravid's premise that the toledo is noveya from the Av, so that causes me to look for the halachic framework of toledo. So therefore, when I see Shviras Makel, I see toledo. Do you follow? The institution is what causes you to see it. The institution is what causes you to see it. Once you know there's an institution of intrinsic toledos, so now when I see Shviras Makel, I identify it as a toledo. Okay?
That's what the av
has to generate a toledo. Once I know the Av must generate a toledo, so now when I see Shviras Makel, so I see a toledo. The point of the Ravid. That's the Ravid. According to Rashi and Tosfos, the reason why it's the toledo is because it reflects Avodas Panim. So if that's your definition, it must reflect Avodas Panim, so then you must have Ovdan Asa, the Makel. Then the Shvira can reflect Zvicha. Because I can equate the two. I can say, Yovdin no sobakach, and now this is similar, like Rashi says, Shviras Mafrekis and Shviras Makel is similar. But first you have to have Ovd Nenasa B'Kach, because according to Rashi, Toloda is that which reflects Avodas Pnim. So it must first reflect Avodas Pnim. According to the Ravid, it's intrinsic. You have Avos, and because you have Avos, each Ov has to generate a Toloda. So you already know that it's generating a Toloda. So therefore, when you look at the Shviras Makol, you see Zvicha. It's because of the nature of the halachic structure. That's the difference. Okay? Yes. According to Rashi, what gives it a Shem Toloda is the Dugma. The fact that it's a Dugma makes it a Toloda. So therefore, you must have that Ovdenosa, like by Sophos Latzoa. Must have been Ovdenosa B'Tzoa. And then the Zrika, if it's a Zrika Mishtaberes, so then it's a Voda Zrika. But you must have the Dugma. So if it's not Ovdenosa B'Makon, just throw a Makon, there's no Dugma. There's no Dugma to Zvicha. That's the Machlekes Rashi and the Ravid. The Ravid maintains that there are Toladas which are generated by the Avos. So I know right away when I see an Av Zvicha, so I look for a Tolada. So Shviras Makel is a Tolada. But according to Rashi, it must be Doma first. Then it has a Shem Tolada. According to Rashi and Taisus. Yes. This is the Isser is to incorporate the Tolada, the Av or the Tolada, into the Avodah Zarah. That's the Isser. So it's an Isser of incorporation. So the Torah recognizes Avodah Zarah as a system, and the Isser is to incorporate into that system the Avodah Hashem. So it's Machlokes Tanayim. Is it only Avodah Hashem per se that the Isser is, or are there Toladas? Now, what the base of that Machlokes is very difficult to get down to. But that's the Rav. The Rav says that for sure. That's clearly the Rav. Yes. The sheet is the Isser is you being Ma'arev Avodas Hashem in Avodah Zarah. That's the Isser. Why there's an Isser to be Ma'arev the Avodas Hashem in Avodah Zarah philosophically makes sense. Because a person wants to always feel that he's not really doing pure Avodah Zarah. So he mitigates it by introducing Avodas Hashem. And that is the worst, Avodah Zarah. Okay? It's similar to the systems that deviate from the halacha, but they always try to incorporate something in order to maintain that they really are, that they're really following the Masorah. So it's a tendency in man. But the reason why I'm mentioning it, even though it's philosophy, is because it helps you get a grip on the idea of the issa of being ma'arev. Okay? All right, now what we have to do is differentiate between Taisus and Rashi. Okay, now Rashi is strange, because Rashi, when it comes to Sofas Lot, any more questions? No? Okay. When it comes to Sofas Lot Tzoa, so Rashi says, and Taisus says it must be Regila B'Tzoa. It must be that Ovdin Osa B'Tzoa. But when it comes to Chagav, Taisus argues with Rashi, but Taisus doesn't say that Rashi, he doesn't amend Rashi, he doesn't interpret Rashi. Because Rashi made it clear when he said, Shochad lochagav lochol avodas kochavim sheba'olam, any avodas kochavim, bein darka b'kach, bein ein darka b'kach. So now Taisus is going to lodge his questions against Rashi. Because Taisus maintains that it means avodas b'chagav. Once it's avodas b'chagav, so then the shechitas chagav can be commensurate to Shechitas Pnim. Okay? But Rashi learns, no, when it comes to Chagav, Kol Chagav Shebolam, and even if you never use the Chagav as an instrument of Avoda, still, it's intrinsically going to be considered Shechitas Pnim. It will be considered a Tolada. Okay, so let's take Taisus.
Is Rashi going on Rabbi Yehuda?
Rashi's going on Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah.
Right.
Chai, Taisus of Chai, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, and Avodah
Zarah. Right. Right,
because otherwise it wouldn't be Doma.
Right.
Right, so you have to have it, it must be doma, so you have to have the background. Yeah, what's his question?
A little more precise.
In other words, the Gemara is lining up Rav Yehuda in the Braisa with Rav Yehuda Marav, right? But Rav Yehuda Marav requires that you must have first a foundation and then a dimyon. But if you're going to say Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah and the Braisa is going to maintain that even without that, so that's a different halacha altogether. That's a different system. So how could you say the Rav Yehuda in the Braisa holds like Rav Yehuda Marav? Rav Yehuda Marav is a totally different system. It has to be Doma. And according to him, it doesn't have to be Doma at all. So it's a different sheet altogether. So how could you equate the two sheets? That's Tesis Kasha. That's Tesis Main Kasha. Okay? Yes, what's his question? His question is on the Gemara's answer, right? Everybody holds a what? That you need a Avodas Pnim, not like Vita Marav. They have to let us. So, but the Machlokes over here is that Rav Yehuda, that's Machayev, maintains that this is a Avodas Pnim. Why? Because it's Avodah Domah L'Tzavah Behema. Right? So I maintain, so it is Kain Avodas Pnim. It is Avodas Pnim. But then you're going to have to say that Savara Doma Letzava Behema makes it like Shchita Mamish. So if that's the case, you're going to have a problem from the Gemara later. Why? Because Shchita Behema, Shchita Behema's Balas Mom is certainly going to be more Doma. Certainly going to be more Doma. And over there we say he's Pater, unless it's Ovdan HaSabakach. Yeah, that's a powerful kasha. That's a powerful kasha. Okay, I don't know the answer to that question, but there are answers. But what I want to try to get to is the Svara and Rashi. The answer to the first question, because that's plain pshat in the Gemara. First question is just pshat. Okay? Go on. It's not an instrument at all. It's not an instrument at all. So Tesis goes smooth. Okay. Okay, so Tesis could add another alternative, but I couldn't use it because of Tesis Svara. Okay, so there's one point to analyze on Tesis. According to Tesis, Tesis sheet is straightforward. It has to be Doma. So you must have first the foundation that's Ovdan Asar, and then we take a look at the Avodah and we see, is this Avodah, does it have any similarity to Avodah's Pnim? Okay, that's Tesis sheet. It's very straight. Okay? So now the question is like this. The question is, according to Tesis, when the Gemara answers, Lo, the Kuli Amalo, Amrini Kain, Zvi, Chela, Kain, Pnim. Everybody holds you need Pnim, right? And Shaini Hocho, Shaini Chagav, Hovot Savar, Domot Savbeim, how are you going to interpret that machlagis? I mean, because according to Taisus, you can't say it's really Penem, because we don't say that Savar Domel or Savar Behem makes it like Penem, like Shchita. But it must be Ovdin or Sabakach. So that would seem to be that, would seem to be a force to say Lema Katanoi. But the Gemara wants to say no, that's Avodas Penem. So what is the, at that point, what is the Gemara saying? According to Taisus. Quintai is going to get caught, because if you're going to say, he's going to say that it's, that Savar Adam Nasavim only helps if you have Nasavim Bechagov, right? So then why is it, so how could Rav Yehuda maintain that that's Pnim? Because Savar Adam Nasavim.
Is it assuming that
Ovnim
Bechagov?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, because Tais says you can never say that Savar Behema, Savar Adam Nasavim Behema is like a Shchita. That's not a possibility. So what's the answer? So the answer is, it's a machlekes in what is avodas, what is avodas panim? Is avodas panim if it has the tsuras avodas panim? Or, see, in other words, according to Rav Yehuda, who's machayev, he holds as long as it has Tzuras Avodas Panim, so then you chayev. Okay? As long as it has Tzuras Avodas Panim, then you chayev. So, since Tzavara Doma Letzavara Behemoth, it has Tzuras Avodas Panim. But he would disagree with Rav Yehuda Marav that Shviras Makel is considered Zvicha. You see? In other words, that's the way Tais is learning the Gemara. Tais is learning the Gemara that when do I say that Rav Yehuda maintains you need Avodas Panim Mamash? But Avodas Panim Mamash, according to him, is Tzuras Avodas Panim. So therefore, if the Ovdan Asabachagov and Savor Adom El Tzav Behemoth has Tzuras Avodas Panim, so then it's going to be Chayev. But according to Rav Yehuda Marav, it doesn't need Tzuras Avodas Panim. Because even if you show over the Makel, they're also going to be Chayev. So it's in terms of the Avodah Zarah terms. It's not in terms of the Avodas Panim. So in other words, no one holds this Toladah that from Dimyon in terms of their system. That's Rav Yehuda Marav. Holds in terms of their system, you can have a similarity, you can have an equivalent to Avodas Panim. That's the way Taisus learned in Machlekes, in the Gemara. Okay? What? And Baal Mum is not Tzuras Avodas Panim. Because he ain't Ovdan Asa. No, Chagav is Ovdan Asa. Ovdan Asa. And Savar Adam El Tzav Behema. So Tais is very good. Tais is very, very consistent. Okay. And what? The Chacham Ma'agav you to hold. That it's not, that it must be exactly Avodas Panim. It can't need any help to create the Tzuras Zvicha. It has to have Tzuras Zvicha Machmas Atzma. Tzuras Shchita. Machmas Atzma. That's Taisus. I mean, that's the Chacham. The fact that Ovdan Asa. In other words, it needs the assistance of Ovdan Asa in order to be considered that it's a that it's Shchita. So it's not Shchita per se. So therefore it's not Avodas Panim per se. But Rav Yehuda maintains that it doesn't matter. It's still Avodas Panim as long as it has the Tzuras Avodas Panim. But Rav Yehuda Marav said a different halacha. Even if it doesn't have Tzuras Avodas Panim, it still is considered Avodah. That's the Machlekes according to Taisus. Okay? All right, now we're left with just one more thing. How do we answer Rashi? What's Rashi Shita? So that Rashi learns the idea of Toladas differently. It's not a structural Tolada. It's a Tolada. The Isser is to be Ma'arev. But since the issue is to be ma'ariv, like we said, and the philosophical idea, that's why I think the philosophical idea over here is important, because it gives you a grip on it. To be ma'ariv avodas Hashem together with the avodas zar. But according to Rashi, it's based on his kavana. It's an issa gavra, to be mechaven to do such a thing. So the issa gavra of kavana lends itself to different scenes. If you have Sefas Latzoa, so there I don't see it. I don't see his kavana. I'll only see his kavana if it's Ovna Sobakach. Then I see the picture that his kavana is to imitate Avodas Panim. But by Chagov, since Chagov is Shrita, so I could see his kavana right away. So that's why the Gemara says that Lema Ketanoi, because it has nothing to do, Teisus Kash Lema Ketanoi falls off. Because Teisus Kash Lema Ketanoi is that it's a different Shita. No, it's the same Shita. Because according to Rashi, it's totally in Kavana. The issue is in Issa Gavra, Kavana La'arev Avodas Hashem Im Avodazar. So the Kavana is dependent upon the scenario. It depends upon what you see. Does it manifest as Kavana or does it not manifest as Kavana? Okay? So so you have three shitas in Tolados. You have the Ravid shita, which is that it's a substance of Tolada. It's a Cheftza Shel Tolada. And the Cheftza, because it's a Cheftza Shel Tolada, doesn't need any assistance. Because the mere setting up of the system of Avos and Tolados and Aveya from Avos, so that itself identifies Shiras Makala Shrita. Okay, that's the Ravid. Taisus holds that it's a, that the similarity is what renders it a Tolada. So in order to have similarity, you have to have prior, you must have the Yovdun Asobakach, and then you must be able to assign the property in their terms to the Avoda. Because it has to have the similarity first, then it becomes a Tolada. And Rashi maintains, but Taisus maintains, it's still structural in the Cheftza. Whereas Rashi maintains the Yisr is the Kavanah Sa'odam to do such a thing. So if the Yisr is the Kavanah Sa'odam to do such a thing, so wherever his Kavanah is Muchach, so then that's the Yisr. And that's the Lema Ketanoi. Doesn't matter that by Chagov you don't need the Ovdin HaSabakach, because the whole thing is an Yisr Gavra. And it's a gavra of kavana. So if the kavana so is muchach, so then the issa gavra is extant. See, according to Rashi, it's a completely different thing. It's an issa gavra. Perfect with the philosophy, yeah. That's right. That's right. So you have three shitas. The ravid is most removed from Rashi, because the ravid is complete structure, substance. Taisvis is in between. Taste is kind of, I'm just describing, it's just descriptive. That if it's Doma, then it renders it a Tolada. But it's a structural phenomenon. Whereas according to Rashi, it's an Issa Gavra. So if it's an Issa Gavra, so then it depends on the scenario. Sometimes the Kavanas Adam is Nicker. Sometimes the Kavanas Adam is not Nicker. In Chagov, Kavanas Adam is Nicker, even if it's Ein Ovdun HaSobakach. In Sefas Latzoa, it's not nicker unless it's ovna sobakach. Or in Shiras Makal, it's not nicker unless it's ovna sobakach. But the issur is the issur gavra of the kavanas adam. Yes?
Why is it more nicker by the chayav? Is it because it's like the doma of him?
Because it's a shrita. Similar.
Even before it comes out to the...
Yeah, the kavanas adam is he's trying to do a maisa shrita there. It's an animal, and he's trying to do a Maisa Shkita. Why? Where did he get Shkita from? He got it from Panim. So he's trying to mix in Bima'arev Avodah Hashem in the Avodah Zar. It's Nikar Kavanasa. Nikar Kavanasa. Now, it was Mashmois and Rashi, for Tesis Kasher from Mechus Rever is simply that it's a different Shkita. Like others learn, Biachan Nagyus. But at any rate, the main point I wanted to make was I wanted to define the three shitas that are not like the Rambam, that it's an issur of incorporation. but there's three different shittas on what is considered an incorporation. According to Rashi, Shviras Mafrekas is easier. I don't know if it's satisfying, if it fully satisfies the answer, but Shviras Mafrekas, since it's Kavanas Adam, so it's in terms of the way the Adam views it. So Adam views Shchita many times as Shvira. So it's in terms of his Kavana, it's enough, it's close enough to have the Kavanas Adam. It manifests the Kavanas Adam. But I can't say more than that. I mean, you could either accept it or reject it. I mean, but those are the three shittas. Okay, where Rashi's learning the Maskanas of Gemara is that Ulohi Machayev on Hovolv Tzavor Adam of the Behema, the Yeshla Tzavor Kebehema, Ulohi Machayev Rabbi Yudit, you can't shittas Pnemo. In other words, if you're dealing in terms of Kavanas Adam, so then that's a Rabbi Yudit Marav Zalocha. So then, if Ovna Soba Makel and Yeshua the Makel, so we say his Kavana's Nicker. But according to the Gemara's Maskana, Rav Yehuda in the Brisa would not say that. He would not say by Shviras Makel that his Kavana's Nicker. It's not Tolian Kavana. You need an objective manifestation of Shchitas Pnim. It's going to Rashi Holwitz, it's not Allah in the Gavra's Kavana. It's Allah in the objective. That's the Rashi will learn. So objectively, so that's what Rashi says, Lachim Achai Vridu, the Kein Shchitas Pnim, because in Tzura, it's Kein Shchitas Pnim. So you don't need, it's not an interpretation of Kavana. Kavana lends itself to a broader interpretation. Because you can say, this Kavanasa's Nicker. That's ready, you're reading into his Kavana. So according to him, Rav Yehuda maintains, you don't read into his Kavana, but it must be stand by itself because of the Tzura. That's the way Rashi learns. According to the Raiva, the Gemara's Maskana, and the Gemara's Maskana, where the Gemara says everybody needs Pnim, and the Machlekes Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim, the question is, is that a Tolada? Whereas Tzavara Doma L'Tzavar Behema, so he holds that that's Mamash Maisa Shchita. It's Mamash Maisa Shchita, so that you don't have to come on to Tolada. You have to come on to Tolada where you have a change of form. But like by Shviras Makel, where it's the same exact Maisa, so then it's not a Tolada. It's really enough.
How would it go be case of Mayor Blind?
The sheets of Taisa Samachal from days. Yeah. So Rav Amapata in Sanhedrin. Rav Amapata. All right, so Taisus learns that it means Yiras Adam and Avas Adam, right? That's the Machlekes. So what's the Machlekes of Abaye and Rava? So Abaye maintains that the Iser Rava is an Iser Maisa, that's Mochiach Kabbalah Saloa. So the Kabbalah Saloa is in the Maisa. That's why Abaye says, Hakova. But Rava requires a Gavra Oved. And without the Gavra Oved, the Maisa Vodazar is nothing. Okay? So Taisus asks the question that Afagav the Beper Ben Saramar Amar Bavar's Kochov Mihar Val Yavar. Okay, so what's Taisus Kasha? So Taisus Kasha is that, well, first of all, you have to understand why is it Yor Val Yavar altogether? Because there's no Avera according to Rava, right? Because there's no Ovid. So you have to say it's a Echi Timtzav Kiddushim Shemayim. And why is it Echi Timtzav Kiddushim Shemayim? Because Avodah Zarah is Toevo. Lo Sovi Toevo Beisecha. It's Moas. So even if he refuses to do the Maisa, so it's a Kiddushim Shemayim. Okay? Because Kiddushim Shemayim doesn't necessarily have to be on something which is Navera. Okay? Like, for instance, if a Talmud Chacham does things, L'mayla, what do you call it, L'fnim Mishra Zadin, I mean, even though it doesn't have to, it's Kiddush Hashem. So, and if he machal Shem Shemayim, if he does things normally. So not necessarily there's that tied to Avera. Okay. So Thesis, so what's Thesis Kasha? So Thesis Kasha from the answer, you can see what his Kasha is. He says, Yishnom neda chayv limsa atma l'chathchila mekom kamecha l'masa it's atma loma chayv misa. That his havmina was, he chayv misa. So how could Rav have a case that he's putter, right? If you're going to say that Yechayev Limsar Atzmo, if somebody threatens you with your life, and if you're not Mosar Atzmo, so Yechayev Misa, so Kavah Chomer, if a guy just threatens you, you definitely Chayev Limsar Atzmo. I mean not to do it. And if he does it, so it'll be Chayev Misa. So Rava will never have the case of Pater because the case won't emerge because he's going to be chayev anyways because Kiddush Hashem is involved and refraining from Kiddush Hashem is chayev misa. So how could Rava have a case of Pater? That's Taisus Kasha. So you see, Taisus entertained the possibility that if you're not Makad Hashem Shemayim, that it's your chayev misa. Whereas chayev limsa atzmo, if he's not Mosar Atzmo, it's Chayev Misa. It's very difficult because, I mean, if you tell me it's in the Avera of Avodah Zarah, so then we understand. Because then I can understand why if he's not Mosar Nafsho, so it's Chayev Misa, because he did a Mosar Avodah Zarah. But we failed to be Mekad Hashem Shemayim. To go so far as to say it's Chayev Misa, I mean, it's a very tough sheet of thesis, but that's what thesis holds. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And thesis, and the Havmina, but not only Havmina, he goes on with it, because there's Vain Lomar, the Revel of Time A, Domopay Rabbi Yishmoel, if you love what is Kochav Mitzinunem of a Chaybahen, like you pass on Rabbi Yishmoel, so then he won't be Chayav Limsar Atzmo. So Tasis searches for another answer, because he's assuming the first answer isn't such a double portion. That if you Chayav Limsar Atzmo, and you're not Mosar Atzmo, so then you're a Chayav Misa. And then he has the Yesh Mefarshim further, third sheet. So he's still trying to maintain the idea that if you're Chayav Limsar Atzmo, you're not Mosar Atzmo, you're Chayav Misa. Otherwise, he wouldn't need all these thirds. Okay. But there is a sheet like that, and it's found in the Ran, Reb David. We'll take it in the Ran. The new edition, it's on Sanhedrin Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Itmar Oved Avodah Zarah Me'ava Me'ira Abaya Machayev Rava Mapata. So go down a few lines, which says Lafikach Pirush Rav Reb David Zal. The Mishi Yavod Eiz Avodah Zarah Be'echol Mimini Avodos Shadarka Bakach Ome Avodos Shel Pnim Me'iras Nafsho Kedeshu Lo Yomos V'yomar Eliyato Shu Chayev Misa. There everybody agrees. In other words, where the guy forces him, and he says Eliato, so then he doesn't give up his life, he's definitely Chayev Misa. Right? So you see that the Shita Paskin is that way. Okay. But then he says, "Alakivin shishvaya, uko b'holo pligi rava midi." There, there's no machlekes. Ki pligi abayev rava, heichad lo omar eliato. Elashovad avodah zarah me'achas me'avodah shetzivu lo b'knas misa, sheyizbach ayiktal avodah zarah plonis. Abayasav achayev shreyov avodah zarah b'achas me'avodos. U'masnis machayev misa bein b'avodos, bein b'avodah man avodos, bein b'omar eliato. Vayinu gom vayah avod polcha. So what was the case? that he served Avodah Zarah with one of the ways and beknas misa. So Abaya holds that he's chayev. And he said, what? And he didn't say anything. If he says Eliyata, even Rava's mother. But if he doesn't say Eliyata, so that's the case. What Abaya says is chayev. For Rava Mapata, why the nay this not must listen to Bavodim and Avodas chayev? Afagav Loma Beferish Eliyata, Haina Mishin the Kol Shover Dezu Avodah Zorah Beezu Avodah Menastam, who Kiblu Beloa. Because Menastam is considered as if he accepted it. Because it's an umdin. Afagav Loma Beferish. Avol Zesh, it's evil of Beknas Misa Shiyavo Kachla Avodah Zorah, Umiyiris, Amoves Uovda Potter, Devada Lo Kiblu Olei Beloa. Vein Shom Shum Umdinosha Kiblu Beloa, Kivin Shovda. So Rava says that when do you say that you don't need Eliyata where he does it voluntarily? Because then it's an umdun in the muchach that he's saying Eliyata. But where a guy's forcing him, so there's no umdunah. He's doing it meiras nafsho. Okay? And he's doing it meiras nafsho. That's Rava. Okay? That he said before. That if he said beferish eliyato, the b'chay gavna filu bonus chayev kidekasiv nalil. So because that he said before, everybody agrees. Right? Everybody agrees. So how does he define the machlokes? But before we define the machlokes according to Reb David, the question is another question outstanding. Question is if the guy's forcing him to say Eliyata, so why do I say Sanumda? Right? That's the question. So I was thinking the answer is like this. According to Rav David, the Yisra Avodah Zarah is to proclaim the thing in Avodah Zarah. That's the Yisra, to proclaim it. So if he, according to taking Rav Shita, so if he does an umdun of the muchach, that this ma'aseh is, he shows that he believes in it. So that's a proclamation. But if he's being coerced, so it's not a proclamation because there's no umdun of that he's saying Eliyata. But if he does say Eliyata, then we don't say Zanumdun is lying. That's a proclamation. That is intrinsically proclamation. So Rav David learns that the Yisra Avodah Zarah is to proclaim the Avodah Zarah as a god. So therefore, if he's forced to say Eliyata, that's a proclamation, because that's intrinsically a proclamation. That's Rav Shita.
Even if he doesn't
Even if what?
Even if he doesn't personally actually believe it, he's still doing it.
Doesn't matter. That's right. Still a proclamation.
Right.
So
it's not that we don't know his voice. It's just
right.
It doesn't matter.
That's right. So what's the machlokes of Abaye and Rava? The machlokes is if he does a ma'aseh avodah zarah, so do we say that it's considered a proclamation because of the ma'aseh? What do we say? We look into the circumstances of the gavra, and the circumstances of the gavra take away the proclamation. That's the question.
That's only by a maisa.
That's right. That's only by a maisa. But if he actually does an act of proclamation, then that's gufa avodah zarah. Okay? Machlokes says, do we say the act of proclamation is avodah zarah? And you just look at the action. The action intrinsically has a connotation of proclamation. But that's a bayah, a kapoach. But Rava maintains, no, you can't give it the character of proclamation unless you take into consideration the circumstances of the gavra. And since under these circumstances he's anonymous, so the act is devoid of proclamation. But if he actually proclaims, then that's gufa avodah zarah. That's right.
Yeah.
You want to do him in those?
The Reb Dovid maintains like Taisvis, that if you're not Moser Nefesh, that you're high of Misa. There's only one difference. He says it has to be real Avodah Zara, not just a Echi Timps of Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Okay? He says... He says, "Varayla dava, dahachiyu, that you chayev misa dava shor kol mitzvah zatover kol shein ma'avir nosa b'farhesia, or b'shan sagzera kaimel under yarg val yavar." I forgot the ksuva chayben v'loish yomos ban. The time of mishum dava das mishum asay deve niktashti. Hachinami beilu hagimul mitzvos, v'heim avodah zara gili arayis hashvichos damen. Kol shason me'onis nafsho potem emisa. Half gav the Isrubo, El Shah Reb David Zal Machalik, Bene Loa Gimel of Eris, Ubain Shar Mitzvahs. The Bashar Mitzvahs, Sumishamase Divinic Dashti, Ufichachem in Mamisino Befarhesia, Bashasagzera. Avo Bay Loa Gimel of Eris. Aim Mamisino, what? Something wrong, huh? Avobelu, a gimelavera, shemach, maschoma, atzmon, emeloch, tafilu bonus, imisil bezin, and isrubo. So that's a double shitasa. Let's explain the shita. Ochanami, I may be a bit of free. Hevelo anus, a docha, that sounds like it's against Rabdovitz, a docha of Rabdovitz, al the high onus, lav onus, a guf, shansu kus, malonus, a nefesh, kloma, shiasa, shiloba, daito. What he does without is a mental faculty. That's onus. That in other words, he's completely unaware of what he's doing. He's reached that they forced him to a point where he's mindless. But otherwise, he's going to be chayav misa, according to Rabbi David. Why? Because he says because these three averos are different. Because the elu agimel avera sheim machmas chomer atzman emelach tafilu bonus imisul bezin. So he says then I'll tell you even bonuses the chayav misa bezin the miserable. The question is, what does Chomer or Issa have to do with onus? I mean, it could be a Chomer or Issa, but the fact is it's still an onus. So how are you Machayev and Misa? I mean, the fact that it's more Chomer doesn't take away the onus. So if onus are Chomer Apadre, so it shouldn't matter, and the Chomer or Issa shouldn't make any difference. It means onus means it's not considered a Misa of error. So it's not considered myself error, so it shouldn't be Chayav Misa. So what's Reb David's answer? That the Chomer Avera, the Chomer Atzmon, Eimeloch Tafilu Bonus and Yisul Bezin, and Misrbo. That's the question we had Reb David. That no matter how Chomer it is, it still doesn't affect the fact that it's honest. And honest Rahman Apatre, plain pshat is because it means he's an honest, he didn't do it. So it could be Chomer as could be, but the fact is he didn't do it, he shouldn't be Chayav Misa. Okay? The Gemara and Dafnan Dalar Maral and Avodah Zarah. The Gemara is concerned, can you ask for somebody else's behema? But Agavorcha, the Gemara says, Elo Amor Ami Bechomer Lo Gigan Shansu Av Dikachovim V'shtachavel V'hemta D'day. So they forced him and he was M'shtachavel. So the Gemara says, Maskefla Rabbi Zera Onus Rachmana Patre, the Chsivla Narola Sasa Davar. Elo Marava, Kola, Ebuchalo Sode, Mukishparla, Kasuva Chai Benvelo, Shem Shem, that's an onus. Vahada Kas Rachmana Velo Schalo Shem Kachi, a filu bonus. Okay, it's a Hobbitsino Abfahesia. So Rav maintains over here that Bitsino, you know, Machiv Mosanafsha, Paschmas like Rabbi Ishmael. But the Fahesi, you Machiv. So, but Reb Zera asked on Rava that how you shansu of the chovim shtachvel him to the day. So he's mechuyev l'msanafsho. So Reb Zera says on the Rachmana. So the Gemara wants to know if it's considered a neva. That's the Gemara's question. If they forced them, so the Gemara says how could he be considered a neva if they forced them on the Rachmana patre. Onus Rachmana Patre. The Brisker Rav, by the way, is a very good kashya. He says that Onus Rachmana Patre is Allah and Ptur of Onshin. What does it got to do with Nevad? right? So he answered a very beautiful answer. He says that the psul of Nevad is because it's Nasa Bavera. Not simply it was Nevad. Interesting, right? Yeah. So Taisus fits in line with that premise also. So Reb Zera's, what's Reb Zera's kasha? What's Reb Zera's kasha? That how could it be Nevad? How could it be considered Nevad if they forced him? And they forced him, there's no Maisa of Era. So Taisus says, Tema, Maika Parach, Nei, the Patami Misa, B'di'evad, Mikol Makom L'chatchilu, Hu Chayev Lim Saras Mala Misa. So there is an Avera. And Cain, Lomalei Yosu Mitam Nevad. Okay, because he did the aver of not being Moshe Nafsho. All right. So what's Reb Zera's kasha? That it's an onus, but he's chayev limsa nafsho, so there still is another aver. So there's no aver of Oved, but there's an aver of he wasn't Moshe Nafsho. Okay. So Taisus answers. Take a look. You jump down. There's Nila Reni Yitzchok Lefarish. The Bain Reb Zera of Arava lo pligi baha, the Lachatchila Chayev Limsar Atzmo. That they both don't argue on that. Reb Zera doesn't say Anas Rachman Apatre and that he's not Chayev Limsar Nafsho. They both agree that Chayev Limsar Nafsho. For Reb Zera Hachi Parach, Onas Rachman Apatre, the Evid, the Chsivil Anarala Sazadavar, Afagav the Yesh Limsar Atzmo, Ain Lesa Bishtachavo also. So even though he's chayev limsar atzmo, it shouldn't become osa b'shtachav osa. Why? Because pashtus he's saying, because it's true that he's not moser atzmo, he's not mekadosh shem shemayim, but that's his only isser. His isser is he wasn't mekadosh shem shemayim, but it's not an isser of nevad. It's not avodah zara. Now the rava masik. But Rava maintains the whole Ubefahesia Chayev Limsar Atzmo Avodas Kochovim Karina Bay. That since Befahesia is Chayev Limsar Atzmo, so it's considered Avodas Kochovim Vafopi, and even Bitsina, it's going to be considered over it. Why Vafopi came to the Evit Putter? So what is Taisa saying here? Especially as Lushan Vafopi came to the Evit Putter, which is Mashma that he was more in tune to saying that it should be Chayev Misa, like Reb David. So let's try to understand what Taisus means. Befahesh Chayev Limsa Atzma Avos Kochavim B'Karin Bei. Why? Why don't I say he's simply not Mekadosh Shem Shemayim? So the answer we gave is like this, that Onus means it's not your will. But your will is measured against the circumstances. If the Avera is really Chomor, so then you have an option of death versus the Avera Chamura, that's considered your will. So therefore, Taisva says that it's considered willful Avodah Zarah, according to Rava. According to Rava, it's willful Avodah Zarah. So that's why it's considered Nevad. That's why it's considered, according to Rabbi Zera, it's not because it's only Yischayev Limsar Atzmo. So he failed to be Mekadosh and Shemayim. But it's not Avodah Zarah. But according to Rava, since it's an Avera Chamura, so you have to weigh, in that case, the alternative becomes a real alternative. If it's not an Avera Chamura, so the alternative of Misa is not an alternative. So therefore, it's considered Onus, Onus Rabbana Patre. But by an Avera Chamura, the alternative of Misa is a real alternative. So he didn't take that alternative, so he did it willingly. So it's not bonus anymore. So that's what Taisus means. Avodas kochovim karinim bay. And then he says, V'yafalpikain. So what he means, V'yafalpikain. And since that's the case, so why shouldn't he be chayev misa? But the evet putter. Even though it's a maisa avodazor, but the evet is putter. And it's a maisa avodazor baratzen. But the evet is putter. See, here's where he differs from Reb David. Why? Abdovet holds, since it's a Maisa Vodazara, and they warned him, so it's Chayav Misa. But Taisus maintains, no. Taisus maintains that the reason why he's Potter is a separate din, a separate Ptur and Onshim. In terms of Ma'aseh Avodah Zarah, it's a real Ma'aseh Avodah Zarah. That's considered a Ratzon. But Onshin, in that kind of Ratzon, you don't give an Onish. It's technically his Ratzon, and it's really Avodah Zarah. But for such a Ratzon, you don't Beznes and Memes. That's a separate Lachana. Onshin is a separate category. Like, for instance, you see a person could do any avera. He doesn't say afal pikein when the Aiden give masra. He's not going to be chayev. Why? Because it has to be a rebellious action. So you see that the Torah isn't so quick to kill somebody. Very hot. So the thing is that in onshim it's different criteria. So it's true that insofar as Avodah Zarah is concerned, it's considered as a din Avodah Zarah b'ratzon, but not insofar as Onish Bezen. There we don't say that's a ratzon that's chayav misa. That's Taisus. That's Machlekes Taisus and Reb David. But this answers the kasha that we raised on Reb David.
But he would agree, Taisus would agree that the other two have some reason?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also. Doesn't express enough of a will to violate.
He has the same svar, it's because it's a vera chamura, it's considered
right.
Willful,
it's the answer. That's right. Yeah, so Rava over here holds that it's considered willful. It's not considered bonus. So Kal v'chomer, if it's Yiras Adam, just Yiras Adam like Evan Sanhedrin and Samachal von Beis, that's Kal v'chomer that's considered Ratzon. So how could Rava say Pater over there? So one of the answers is in Taisus and Shabbos. Where's Taisus and Shabbos? Ayin Dalon on Beis? What is it? Ayin Beis on Beis. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's nice Taisus. So now back to the Yesh Mefarshim. Okay. The Yesh Mefarshim Hodam Yarg Val Yavar Hainu Vestam Avodas Kochavim V'hochen Arba Avodas Kochavim Shakol Ovna Me'avam Me'yir Adum Yidahomam the Maisi. Anyways, Taisu says that the machloikis between Abai and Rav is a different machloikis altogether. It's not a machloikis by real Avodah Zarah. There, Rava holds that you're going to be chayev because it's beratzon, whatever reason you want to give. But he's definitely chayev. He doesn't argue on Abaya. And he's definitely chayev, or else, like Taisvis, it's not possible to have Rava's halacha because he's chayev misef, he's not moser atzmo. Either way. But the machloikis over there is a different machloikis. Machloikis is, I mean, so Rava basically holds that what? In a regular Avodah Zarah, that it's considered Oved. Even if he Machmasira. Machmasira is no excuse. But over here, it's speaking about a person like Haman, who everybody is Oved, Me'avo Me'ira. In other words, what does it mean? It means that they ascribe to him superpowers. Like Muhammad, they scrapped him, they made him into a Superman. So that's what I mentioned that Reb Chaim Volozhiner says. If a person could believe in a Navi, it could also be a Avodah Zarah. That's this thesis. Because it means that he ascribes to him powers which are beyond the realm of the human being. Mm-hmm. He projects onto him supernatural powers. So Abaye says that's a Avodah Zarah. Rava says that's still not a Avodah Zarah. Why? According to Abaye, we understand very well why Mordechai wouldn't bow down to Haman. Because it was really a Avodah Zarah. I think one thing I have a shoe, I'm chavin to that. one time gave a shiur on that, that that even if you say halachically, it's not a avodah zara, but it was a kiddush Hashem, it was the idea of avodah zara. Right. But meantime, what's the machlokes between Abaya and Rav? Abaya says avodah zara, I understand, because you're taking a human being and you're ascribing, projecting onto him supernatural powers. So you're deifying him. You're deifying him. So that's avodah zara. But Abaya says, I mean, Rava says no. Yeah, Rava says, only if he says Eliyata. Then definitely he's proclaiming him a god. In other words, the key is that the motivation is a motivation of Avon Yira. It's not a motivation. The motivation is... stems from a normal phenomenon of interaction between human beings, of Ava and Yira. So since the motivation stems from a normal reaction, so it's not Avodah Zara. Avodah Zara you must be where you're not led into it by a normal type of a psychological phenomenon. So this person, you're very fearful of him. So then because of that, you ascribe supernatural powers. It's not an intrinsic ascribing. It's not an intrinsic ascribing. Yet it stems from the nature of your relationship to him. So it's not intrinsic. So Rava says that if it's not intrinsic, then it's not really Avodah Zara. Unless he proclaims him of Avodah Zara, he says Eliyata. Okay. The act itself, since it's generated from a normal type of a interaction, the proclamation is not intrinsic. It stems from something else. It stems from human relations. So that's not pure Avodah Zara. Pure Avodah Zara has to be intrinsic. This, it's true he thinks he has supernatural powers, but that's only because he's afraid of him emotionally. So it's not really an intrinsic proclamation that there's something out there that has powers. It stems from the social, what?
It's not an idolatrous drive.
That's right. It's not the idolatrous drive. It stems from a social drive. It's an expansion on a social phenomenon. So it's a different category. And that the Torah didn't consider Avodah Zara, technically. Technically. Even though the idea of Avodah Zara is there. Because Taisa asks the next question, he says, So Kiddush Hashem means... because it's true that technically it's not Avodah Zara, because it's not enough of an intrinsic proclamation, but it's the same imperfection as Avodah Zara. So therefore, it's the same idea, same theme. So insofar as Kiddush Shem Shemayim, that lo levado roi lispal, lo levado, ein od novado, it's going to be a violation of that. So therefore, it'll be a violation of Zaveich Olam Yochram Bilti Lashem Levado. So because it's a violation of the Levado, so definitely it's Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Definitely Kiddush Shem. But technically, to kill him for a Maisa Avodah Zara, you can't, because it started out not with an intent to proclaim something as having supernatural powers, but it just naturally came into that through the social situation. So there you don't say he's intrinsic of Avodah Zara. Okay, that's Rava. So what's Tais' first answer? According to Rava, Milo Yoshnachva Mordechai Lahaman, Kidama Medr Shayit Slam Malibo. So the question is, whenever you see that medrash, you always Rashi quotes, I think, in the what do you call it, and the Megillah. So Rashi apparently holds, like Rava, that he wasn't an Avodah Zarah. So he had to say there was Avodah Zarah that was on him. Slomim or Aliba. So the question is, but you're not being mishtachvet to the Slomim, you're being mishtachvet to him. That would be like a case that's true. The halacha is that if you're going to have to pick up something, you shouldn't do it in front of Avodah Zarah because it looks like that. But that's not real Avodah Zarah. Right? So what we wanted to answer was that these slumim weren't, it wasn't just accidentally carrying around slumim. These slumim were tied to his own self-deification. You see, because he was, these slumim were in his mind like the source. He has a special relationship with this slumim. He didn't say that he's just a superpower, supernatural power. What he maintained was that he has special connections to the powers. So he sanctified himself with these slum. And he maintained that these slumim are the things that give him the supernatural power that emanates from the supernatural sanctification. So therefore the halacha is that when you're bowing down to him, you are bowing down to the slumim. That's halacha. That if the slumim are related to him and they're tied to his idea of him being a supernatural force, so then even if you're bowing down to him and agavorcha, you're bowing down to the slumim, it's the same thing. It's just like bowing down to the slumim and chayav misa. It's real avodah zarah. That's the halacha. It's one package. But it makes sense, because why should it be carrier? What is it? Slumim carrier. It's slumim were, because a person isn't that crazy to say he has intrinsically supernatural powers. So he wants to tie it to some type of a thing. So he ties it to these slumim. That with these slumim, he has a special relationship, and that's why he has these powers. So then, if you're bowing down to him, it's ipso facto you're bowing down to the slum. Okay? In other words, you can't isolate him from the slum. Because the slum are related to him. His self-deification is tied to the slum. So when you're bowing down to him, it's inadvertently you're bowing down to the slum. You can't say that that's not considered a shtachavot of the slum. That makes sense.
Makes them present as an object of worship in this action.
That's right. It's an object of worship. That's right. That's correct. But the bowing down to him, according to Rava, is not really a avodah zarah, because that's just a social thing. Yeah, Taisus, Habitzin, Habifahashi, Daflin, Dalam, and Aleph, and avodah zarah has a strange expression, because the question is, do you paskin yimuchif be mosa nefesh b'tzin or not? So Taisus says, chas v'sholom, that we should paskin that you're not mechuyif b'mosa nefesh. Talmud Chas v'Shalom, if that's the psak, that's the psak. He says, Taisvis, Dimasal Habitzinov, Festival. Chor Mashma, the Ravas really daonis the tzina, ingo limsa atzma. Mutoch kacha, inir lifsak Rebbe Yishmoel. The shori nami avodas kochavim b'tzina. That he holds that you don't have to be mosa nefesh. The kasha, the Chas v'Shalom, shenifsak avodas kochavim yavar val yahori. What do you mean, Chas v'Shalom? Rabbi Shmuel held that way. So we wanted to answer, we wanted to say, based on what we're saying, that Taisus was going with Shitaso, that he held it's really a real Maisa Avodah Zarah. If it was just a matter of Kiddush Hashem, so then there's no Chas v'Shalom, because it's not really Maisa Avodah Zarah. But Taisus held that since it's not Bahonis over there, so it's a real Maisa Avodah Zarah, so we shouldn't paskin in a way that causes Jews to be over where there's an alternative. Shouldn't paskin in a way that causes Jews to be over to Avodah Zarah. So that explains the Chas v'Shalom a little bit.
Even though Rishmal held
that way, but since there's alternative way to paskin, so we shouldn't paskin that way. Interesting thesis, huh?
But you can.
Yeah, so that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Gemara Sanhedrin Ayin Dalal Amar Aleph. V'chai b'hem v'lo shemas b'hem. Minayin shemamr lo lodem avod avod es kochovim v'al teharig. Minayin sheyavo v'al yaharig. Tam lama v'chai b'hem v'lo shemas b'hem. And then the Gemara says that, so his argument is that the Torah leads the mitzvah Hashem lead to chiyas. And this is no different. It's just the Maisa Balma. He doesn't believe in the Avodah Zarah. It's just the Maisa Shtachavoy or whatever. So why should he give up his life? B'chai B'ayim, on the contrary. The mitzvah should lead to chiyus. So this is a violation of B'chai B'ayim. That's Rabbi Shmuel's argument. So what's Rabbi Lozer's counter argument? It's funny, Rabbi Lozer doesn't seem to counter. It just says, "V'ahavta Hashem lekecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshcha b'chol moedecha, im nemar b'chol nafshcha lo menemar b'chol moedecha, v'im nemar b'chol moedecha lo menemar b'chol nafshcha. Im yesh lecha adam shaguf v'chov alav v'mimono, lekach nemar b'chol nafshcha. Im yesh lecha adam shamono g'chov alav v'miguf, lekach nemar b'chol moedecha." Okay. Yeah, so what is he saying there, Rabbi Eliezer? What's he saying there? How does that answer the V'chai B'ayim? I think the thing is like this. V'chai B'ayim is not attached to the Sasri, to this mitzvah. Because V'chai B'ayim means, V'chai B'ayim is a characteristic of the mitzvah. But it doesn't mean there can't be a mitzvah of Mesiras Nefesh. Do you follow? In other words, v'chai b'hem means the mitzvah should lead to chiyus. That's not the same thing as saying that there can't be a mitzvah of mesiras nafsho. That's a mitzvah, mesiras nafsho.
So why isn't that a
stira? That's not a stira. In other words, v'chai b'hem means where it has nothing to do with the essence of the mitzvah. So it's right. But it doesn't mean that there can't be a hechi timtzi of mitzvah that requires mesiras nafsho. That's why Rabbi Loza just says, "V'ahavta Hashem lekecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha." That's the mitzvah. That is the mitzvah. So then, of course, the chaybam doesn't apply. The chaybam is not a tata desasri. The chaybam means that the mitzvah should be used as a means of chiyus. But if the mitzvah itself is mesiras nefesh, that is the chiyus. It's not saying there can't be a mitzvah of mesiras nefesh. It's saying mitzvahs lead to chiyus. But in other words, v'chai b'ayim means the mitzvah should not be a source of misa. It's not the same thing as saying that there can't be a mitzvah of mesiras nefesh. That's the nature of the mitzvah. That's the nature of the mitzvah.
How they lead to chiyus?
What?
You're saying like it means in
value. What do you mean by that? Rabbi Shmuel himself has the same question. What do you do with V'chai B'ayim from V'los Chal Lo Shem Kachi B'Fahasya? He's more than B'Fahasya that he has to give his life. So, B'Fahasya Ika Chil Lo Shem B'Tzorach L'Kadosh Yis Hashem V'Zel V'Nikdash Tishamosa Nafsho Olav Asiyotzro. So that's what I'm saying. V'chai b'ayim doesn't mean there can't be a mitzvah of mesiras nefesh. V'chai b'ayim means that the mitzvah, insofar as it has its own identity, shouldn't be a source of misa. But if the mitzvah is intrinsically to give up one's life, so then there's no violation of v'chai b'ayim. Because that's the nature of the mitzvah. That's the goof of the nature of the mitzvah. It means the chaybam is impossible in that mitzvah. Because the nature of the mitzvah is mesiras nefesh. That's what I'm saying. The chaybam, even Rabbi Shmuel has to say that, because b'fahesi, like you pointed out in the Rashi over here. Shemos nafsho lavas yotzro. So, v'chai b'ayim means that the mitzvah should be a source of chiyus, not misa. But it does not mean that you can't have a mitzvah whose nature is the limsa nafsha. And then the v'chai b'hem simply doesn't apply. Mm-hmm. And even Rabbi Shmuel has that. Even Rabbi Shmuel has that, because he has b'fahesa. When it comes to Kiddush Hashem. Okay, so now we're back to what's the machlokes. There's one difference I see, in that, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's a halach of the Pharisee Kechil Hashem. So v'lo sechalu. So v'lo sechalu is a love. So you see clearly over here, you can't say v'chai b'hem, because lo sechalu. But it's all kind of a shame, and that's only b'fahesia. So lo sechal was b'fahesia. Okay, so that's clearly a mitzvah which demands mesiras nefesh. Okay, but b'tzinah there's no chilul Hashem. So therefore he holds that the rule of a chaybam applies. Okay, what does Rabbi Elazar hold? See, Rabbi Elazar maintains that v'haftes Hashem alekecha means there has to be a situation where the person can do an action which expresses b'chol nafshecha. That there has to be, that in the system there is a maisa which expresses the greatest avos Hashem on a personal level. That's what Rabbi Akiva says, Kol Yomayo Yishim Etzdar Al Pasuk Zeh. Because this is a... So it's not because you're not violating V'lo Sechalu. You see. But because intrinsically there must be a mitzvah which allows a person to express his Avas Hashem that it's Chovev Min HaKol. Intrinsically.
Rabbi Elazar's case is Betzina?
So therefore even Betzina. Even Betzina. Therefore, even Betzina. If you say B'fahesia, so then the answer was what we said before. That V'lo Sechalu is telling you openly that this mitzvah, you got to be Masa Nefesh. So that's Rabbi Shmuel. But Rabbi Elazar maintains that there has to be an instance, V'hafto tells you that there's an instance where a person can express his Avas Hashem that it's greater than his Nefesh and greater than his money. So that's the Yesh L'Chodem. So that can't be a mandated Issa of Los Chalul. That means that there just is such a case. So what is that case? So that case is that, because if it's Los Chalul, it's not an expression. It's just because he's avoiding, he has to do that, Los Chalul. V'haftes Hashem Elokecha is an asay. The assay is there must be a mitzvah where a person can express his avas Hashem is greater than his avas nefesh. So where is that? So it must be avodah zarah. So it must be even mitzvah. That's the way he learns. That's where Rabbi Elazar learns. That's what Rashi says. The Torah of Kaddish is a shame. The Zeh of an Ikdash Yishim, also not shall have a Yitzra. So that's Kiddush. So that's Rabbi Shmuel's mode of Kiddush Hashem. Because that's the mitzvah. There is a mitzvah which demands Mesiris Nefesh. Because the only way you could do it is through demonstrating your Avas Hashem. But other than that, there's no. It's always v'chaybam, and Rabbi Elazar says from the Ahafta that it shows you there is a mitzvah where the person can demonstrate his avas Hashem is greater than his avas nefesh. So where is that? That's b'avodah zarah b'tzinah.
That's not applicable by the other big two.
But that's why he learns that from the Ahavta. Because if it's to avoid Chilul Hashem, that's a different thing. That's a different thing. That's because he's avoiding Chilul Hashem. But if it's from the Ahavta, it means that there's an expression which lends itself to the natural expression of the fact that he has Avas Hashem is greater than Avas HaNefesh. The other one is a separate violation. It's Chilul Hashem. Can't engage in Chilul Hashem. But it's not a vehicle of expressing intrinsically that his Avas Hashem is greater than his Avas HaNefesh. Right. Just showing you the nature of the mitzvah is that you have to give up your life. You can't machal shen shemayim. But over here, it's an intrinsic manifestation. So it can't be b'farasya. It has to be b'tzinah. So if there's such a case, the case would be avodah zarah. Los Chalu is where the mitzvah is framed, that you mechuyif mosa nefesh. Like Rashi says, v'zorach l'kadashim, v'zorach l'nikdashim, v'shimosa nefesh, alavas yotzro. So there the halach is framed, you mechuyif mosa nefesh. Because you shouldn't violate Chil Hashem. But the ahavto is that there has to be a situation where intrinsically the person can demonstrate through a certain mitzvah that his avas Hashem is greater than his avas nefesh. That's an intrinsic thing. Not because of any other violation, just per se. So that's only possible, but tzina, because there's no Chilul Hashem. Right?
So Rabbi
Shmuel
does not
have the Ahavta. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't have the Ahavta. So then it's just like any other mitzvah. So v'chai ben l'Hashem osbem. In other words, every Avodah Zarah has an ikkar, has a principle that it revolves around, like Pahor. There's a principle there. So he says, but that's why he says the Dor Enosh, the ikkar was a different kind of an ikkar, was a different principle. So he says, Sfarim Rabim, Beis, Sfarim Rabim, Chibur of the Kacham Avodah Zarah, Heyach, Ikkar Avodah Zarah. What's the underlying principle of this Avodah Zarah? Umama Seo Mishpatel. Okay. Ram says, Mama Seo Mishpatel. What's the difference between Maaseo and Mishpatel? Is the Iker of the Avodah Zarah?
Das.
What do you mean, Das?
Rebbe?
Yeah. No, I think you're good.
I don't know. Just like sometimes, they have.
In other words, Mishpatim, and what I think Mishpatim is over here means the judgments. In other words, what's the Mishpat of the person who doesn't comply? What happens to him? What's the Mishpat of the Avodah Zarah? What does he, how does he help you? What does he do? What happens if you don't do this? All the consequences, yeah. That's generally Mishpatim. Okay. Maaseo is whatever you do and don't do. Maisim, the nature of the performance, the nature of the performances. And Mishpateo is the rules that apply. If you do this wrong, if you do this right, what the Avodah Zarah, what the Avodah Zarah gives to you, what he takes away from you, how he harms you, how he protects you, how he, all these things, the Mishpatim.
That's like the other side of how he uses it in the last sentence of...
Right, that's right, that's right, you're right. That's a good raya. Yeah, in the end of Perek Aleph, Matt is bringing raya from the end of Perek Aleph, he says, that's very good. He says, Ki mishin esnabe Moshe Rabbeinu u'bochar Hashem Yisrael l'nachalo ichtiran b'mitzvos. Bochar Hashem Yisrael l'nachalo. Ichtiram b'mitzvos v'odiyim derech avodoso u'mayim mishpat avodos kochovim. What the end judgment will be of the avodos kochovim. Chayav misa, whatever you have to do, all the mishpatim. So they have a system of mishpatim based upon their God. Okay, so go ahead. No, Bezin's chayav to know. Ram says, yeah. So, and the lumotel loven loven haros is mutter. So, what is the where is the emphasis in this halacha base? Where's this? There's one word that's that emphasizes it. What? No. Ufentidrash lelayim leimar. In other words, you have a curiosity to find out. Tidrash, you dorish, you're searching, right? Just like lahavdil, the what is pasayin tilim Hashem and Shemay Mishkif liris bnei adam ayesh adam dorish alakim. Searching, curiosity. So over here, it's pentidrash lelohayim leimar. Your curiosity will be aroused. Eicha yavdu shelo tishal al derech avodasa heichi af pishayin atovda shadovas a gorim lifonos acharav velasos kamo shein mosan shenasan shenam vesa eichen gamoni. So all the whole halacha is based on that. Zivonu kosh boch shelo likus bosnas from klavul naharba lo bedover midvareha. It's interesting, he says, what's the lobe of Midvara? It means not just the avoda itself, but anything that, any type of superstition or belief that's tied to that system. You can't even be curious about that. You can't follow up your curiosity. That's what halacha beis is. But that's why Lahavin Lahoros is not included here. It's only the nature of the mitzvah is the very essence of the mitzvah. It's not Tama mitzvah, that is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is you're not supposed to follow your curiosity in those areas.
That includes the culture of Lahavin.
What?
The Lahavin that includes like the culture.
That's right. Anything that emerges from that, whether even if it's not the service, if it's not the mishpatim, anything which Lahavin Midvarah. Any type of accidental features that are tied to it. Anything. Why? Because the reason is very simple. Because all those things are to attract the worshippers. So the whole philosophy, the whole all the little things that they may have, anything at all is you're not allowed to follow your curiosity about it because it's all tied to make it pleasing.
Right. Anything that's there. Got there
before
the
stock was
even the aesthetic in the time, you know,
there
was just the aesthetic
of it. Yeah, okay, good. It's a good question. What's the feel
of stock with Mrs. Yeah, it sounds just like to see it. Isn't it like
I mean, even just the following the, because there is a certain type of curiosity. What does it look like?
Yeah.
You know? So the stock of Mitsurasa is to look at it and to think this thing mesmerizes people. So if you're mistakel means you're looking at it in that fashion. So then you're following your curiosity as to the how the visualization affects the ovdim. So you're not even allowed to do that.
You see, a lot of times they have these.
Okay, that's mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, Los Asayud. Mitzvah Los Asayud, the Raman, and Sefer Mitzvah express it a little more clearly. Elatazim, he says, Kilo, Fantisa, Enecha, Shamayma, Verisa, Shemeshvesa, Yerech, Kilo Tazi, Lachali, Val, Yoram Adamasrosh of Euro Sambaino. There's no way to look at the planetary system. Elatazir Milasnako Baino Lev Masha Miyachsam Lam of Dan. Put yourself in that frame of mind. The Kacham or Fantidrash Lelohayan. Plus this is openly. Echa Yavdu Agaim Milasalahayan. So it's the Drisha means the curiosity, to follow one's curiosity. His him Milisho Lechas of Odosa. Okay, good, very good. Okay, want to do Gimel?
When
he says v'chol alavin, he means not the lavin that all living in mitzvahs, because the Rambam says there are many lavin a lot of times in one mitzvah. But the Torah is emphasizing the lav, repeats it, to reach you in different ways, different facets. So that's what he means here. V'chol alavin eilu bin yinecharein. Okay, v'hu? That's why it's under that's and that's the lava comes under it's all the minyan mitzvahs. Yeah, that's interesting. Person's nifne b'derech shu osa maisa is chayav malchus. What does it mean? Does it mean he goes to the library and takes out a book? Or what exactly? It's not too clear what the maisa is. He just leaves it.
It wouldn't be
Likros B'Sarim, it would be Likros B'Sarim, but I guess so. Something about it, I don't know. Okay, I guess you have to bring in your deer some other places. What would be considered a Maisa? Okay.
So a study of comparative religion would be Asr?
Right.
Like that art.
A study of comparative religion, right. Like art?
No, or their art. Like they have
religious art.
Right.
Yeah. But not love and the loros, only to be curious about the spell that it casts on people. Okay. All right.
That
is not a violation.
You said you try to understand how it has a spell on people.
No, that's not lavin. He wants to experience it.
Wants to feel it.
Just logical. Only the mind is engaged. Okay. So if the emotions are engaged, then he's over the love. If only the mind is engaged, he's not. Okay.
Comparatively.
Yeah. The Rambam in Halacha Gimel also is that not lo v'lovoros kochavim bovad elakom machshava shugarim lo ladam lak or ikar meikri atorah muzhar nanosh lo lahalas alibenu v'lo nasiach daiten l'kach v'nachshav v'nimshach achahir ha'alev hirhor alev. So, what is the nature of the Yisr? See, he extends it, because the Rambam himself studied all the philosophies. As a matter of fact, it's in Paskin Torah that v'yadati yam v'shavos elavavecha. So Rishonim learned, the Rashba brings down, the Sforno brings down, that Yishbonein b'chalki asosa. Yishbonein is bonein in the conflicting arguments. And then the correct argument, Vashavos Olavavacha. So there's a mitzvah of Chakira. So apparently what the Rambam means is, and the Rambam was Chokir. Apparently what the Rambam means is, that's why he says, Mnei Shedaito Shalodam Kitzor, V'lo Kol Adeos Yichonu Li L'Hasa Gema Soborio. So it means to say that if the person is drawn to it out of curiosity before he masters thinking 100%, so he's just drawn to it to see what it's like, so that's the Yisr. Because then it'll be over.
So yes, they have the capability and the motivation. That's that two factors.
Right.
I mean, a little later on in Halacha.
Even if he has the correct motivation, though, if he doesn't have the capability, that's still a danger.
That's correct. If he doesn't have the capability, he can't do it.
That's why he says, Yamashim Achshata Masay Tzom.
Right. That's right.
Well, what does he mean by adding that thing about Machar Vesa Olam? The reason is because it'll lead to Minas.
That's a societal phenomenon. He's showing you from there that if you allowed everybody to go by what they think, the whole society would be destroyed. So that shows you that man can't really, unless he's really trained in thinking and is an expert, if you let everybody do what they want, they'll be machra the olam. So that's the proof that everybody's das is not right.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. I think one time said that shot. What the Rambam means, what does it mean? Pum yasser achar avodas kochavim and pum yachshav biyichud habore. Shemahu shemayna, mala 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 mata. He means that it's not really a type of thinking that's logical, scientific thinking.
Right.
He means it's a type of thinking of his own inclinations, in line with his own inclinations. Intuitive thinking. But intuitive, not in the sense that a great physicist has great intuition in physics. Intuitive means common man's intuitive, the common man's intuitive way of thinking. Common sense way of thinking.
Milam means Shemayim.
Really means that you shouldn't allow the lave to be the determining factor. And you shouldn't allow the lust of the eye to be the determining factor. You should only use the mind. So by levavchem, it means minus. Einechem is nus, because that's what it is. That's the visual is the attraction and the znus. And over here, it's levavchem, it's the emotion. So you shouldn't allow the emotion to make the decision. And you shouldn't allow the visual to make the decision, because the visual, when it's pleasurable, it projects an idea onto the person that it's a good. So you should negate that, and you should use your mind, use your intelligence. So what does it have to do with so apparently it's the Torah saying that these things, you're always going to have levavchem and einechem. And the lav is not to allow those things to be the decisive factors. Correct? So how does that tie in with the Rambam's whole idea?
Can it be decisive in different ways?
What?
Can it be decisive in so far as that you're going to choose, you have your mental capacity, but you're going to choose the emotional life. Or you can have it where your emotions are going to affect your thought process and get in there
See, because the Rambam, that's why the Rambam says the Tam. Then he says, Ketza, Pum Yasser Achamah Avodas Kochavim, Pum Yachshav Yichra Bore, Shemu Shemaino. He means if he does this, he's going to necessarily violate Velosasura. So velosasura really is a general mitzvah, that a person is always under the influence of the lev and the anayim. And he shouldn't allow the lev and the anayim, the emotions, to make a decision for you. But that's in general. But over here, so from that we know that you can't bring yourself to a situation where that's going to result. And that's why the Rambam has to spell out exactly what's going to happen if you go after your curiosity with regard to Ikri HaTorah. So that's definitely going to happen, because that's why he says, so he's definitely going to be Nimshach. So therefore, basically, it's us to do it. Because it'll lead to the person necessarily violating Velosasura. So that would explain why there's no Malkus over here. Because on the issue that the Rambam's talking about, which is that there's no specific lava. But why can't you do it? Because then you'll find yourself in violation of Velosasura Chalavachmarinechem. So it's only Gorim. It's only a Grumma. It's only Gorim, the Issa. And the Issa of Velosasura itself is Nchayev Malkus, because that's purely in the mind. There's no mice on that.
Zoe says, because after he goes through this whole, what person of suffering will think. One thing. The volume is that he's here to cover a number of loss, meaning it's not necessarily exact, it's not the same law, but it's going to bring you.
It's going to bring you. That when the Torah wrote Velosa Surah, the Torah meant to include this also. It includes this also. Because this is going to lead to Velosa Surah. Of necessity. But Velosa Surah is always. But because of the fact that man, the Velosa Surah can't be violated, so that's why man can't follow his curiosity with regard to things that are not necessarily of Avodah Zarah also. Because it's going to wind up that he's going to be violating the Velosa Surah. So in the mice of following his curiosity, there's no love. It's just it's going to eventuate in violating Velosa Surah, so there's no malchus for that. And Velosa Surah is intrinsically mental, so there's no malchus for that. It's not a mice. So that would answer Liz's question, why there's no malchus. Right. Yeah. Avchem zuminus means things that the heart is, that exist in the heart and the heart is comfortable with, which is ideas in Derech HaChayim. So Vavchem means he shouldn't go after the part of man that wants him to have a certain comfortable belief system. Okay, that's Levavchem. That's an internal taiva. And Vachrenechem Zuznus means Maisa Vera. So Znus doesn't necessarily have to mean only Znus. It can mean any Maisa Vera. What does he say? Yeah, so it means philosophical imperfection and imperfection in terms of actions.
It's a huge law.
What?
It's a huge law.
Right.
It's like that.
Right. So Znus means anything which is enjoyable. It could be achilo. It could be it means the appetitive part of man.
So
what?
Getting
me
mother.
Right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. So, right. So, that's Losar HaLavon. So, it means that you shouldn't allow the desire to make your decision. Only your mind. In these matters, yeah.
The law is really...
So the truth should be determined by the mind, both in the area of thought and in the area of action. Okay.